तप साया भूतले सुनते भक्ति वेदान स्वामी निति नामिने Oh.
Thank you. To the Supreme Controller, who possesses an eternal form of blissful knowledge, whose glistening earrings swing to and fro, who manifested himself in Gokulam, who stole the butter that the gopis kept hanging from the rafters of their storerooms, and who then quickly jumped up and ran in retreat in fear of Mother Yashoda, but was ultimately caught, to that Supreme Lord Sri Damodara, I offer my humble obeisances. Upon seeing his mother's whipping stick, he cried and rubbed his eyes again and again with his two lotus hands. His eyes were fearful and his breathing quick, and as Mother Yashoda bound his belly with ropes, he shivered in fright and his pearl necklace shook. To this Supreme Lord Sri Damodara, who is bound with his devotee's love, I offer my humble obeisances. Those super excellent pastimes of Lord Krishna's babyhood drowned the inhabitants of Gokula in pools of ecstasy. To the devotees who are attracted only to his majestic aspect of Narayana in Vaikuntha, the Lord herein reveals, I am conquered and overwhelmed by pure loving devotion. To the Supreme Lord Damodara, my obeisances hundreds and hundreds of times. O Lord, although you are able to give all kinds of benedictions, I do not pray to you for liberation, nor eternal life in Vaikuntha, nor any other boon. My only prayer is that your childhood pastimes may constantly appear in my mind. O Lord, I do not even want to know your feature of Paramatma. I simply wish that your childhood pastimes may ever be enacted in my heart. O Lord, the cheeks of your blackish lotus face, which is encircled by locks of curling hair, have become reddened like bimba fruit due to Mother Yashoda's kisses. What more can I describe than this? Millions of opulences are of no use to me, but may this vision constantly remain in my mind. O unlimited Vishnu, O Master, O Lord, be pleased upon me. I am drowning in an ocean of sorrow and I am almost like a dead man. Please shower the rain of mercy on me. Uplift me and protect me with your nectarian vision. O Lord Damodara, in your form as a baby, Mother Yashoda bound you to a grinding stone with a rope for tying cows. You then freed the sons of Kuvera, Manigriva and Nalakuvera, who were cursed to stand as trees, and you gave them the chance to become your devotees. Please bless me in the same way. I have no desire for liberation into your effulgence.
No, the last words translation I don't have.
That's
isn't there, yeah. This also doesn't have. So.
Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
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 Samsara sagare magnam dinam mam karuna nidhe karma grahya grihitangam Mamudhara Bhavarnaval Srimal Bhagavadakhyoyam Pratyaksha Krishna Mevahi Svikrito Simayanadha Muktyartam Bhavasagare Manorathe Madiyoyam Sabhala Sarvadatvaya Narvigne Naiva Kartavyam Dasoham Tavakeshavam Bhave Bhave Yadha Bhakti Padayor stava jayate tatha kurushva devesha nathastvam no yada prabho nama sangirtanam yasya sarva baba pranashanam pranamo dukkha shamanam tam namami harim param janmadhyasya yadonvayadidaradas charteshu abhijnaswaral தேனை பிரம்ம ஹிருதய ஆதி கவையே முஹ்யந்தியல் சூரயம் தேஜோ வாரி மிருதம் யதா வினிமயோ யத்ர த்ரிசர்கோ மிருஷா தாம்னா ஸ்வேன சதா நிரஸ்த குஹகம் சத்யம் பரம் தீமஹி தர்ம ப்ரோஜித கைதவோத்ர மரமோ நுர்மத்சராணாம் சதாம் வேத்யம் வாஸ்தவம் அத்ர வஸ்து சிவதம் தாபத்ரயோன்மூலனம் ஸ்ரீமல் பாகவதே மகாமுனி கிருதே கிம் மாபரை ஈஸ்வர சத்யோ ஹ்ருத்ய வருத்யதே எத்ர கிருதுபி சுஷ்ரூஷுபி தல்க்ஷணால் நிகம கல்பதரோர்கலிதம் பலம் சுகமுகாதமிருத திரவ சம்யுதம் பிபதா பாகவதம் ரசமாலயம் முஹுரஹோ ரசிகா புவி பாவுகாஹம் சச்சிதானந்த ரூபாய விஷோல்பத்யாதிஹேதவே தாபத்ரய விநாசாய ஸ்ரீ கிருஷ்ணாய வயம் நுமாம் யம் ப்ரவ்ரஜந்தம் அனுபேதம் அபேத கிருத்யம் த்வைபாயனோ விரஹகாதரம் ஆஜுஹாவா புத்ரேதி தன்மயதய தரவோபினேது தம் சர்வபூத ஹ்ருதயம் முனிம் ஆனதோஸ்மி யஸ்வானுபாவமகில ஸ்ருதிசாரமேகம் அத்யாத்மதீபம் அதிதிதீர்ஷதாம் தமோந்தம் சம்சாரிணாம் கருணையாஹ புராணகுஹ்யம் தம் வியாசசூனம் உபயாமி குரும் முனீனாம் நாராயணம் நமஸ்கிருத்ய நரம் சைவ நரோத்தமம் தேவீம் சரஸ்வதிம் வியாசம் ததோ ஜயமுதீரயேல் கமனீய கிஷோர முக்த மூர்த்தே களவேணு குனிதாதிருதானோ மம வாஜி விஜம்பதாம் முராரே மதுரிம் ந கனிகாபி காபி காவீம் நமா ஓம் விஷ்ணுபதாய கிருஷ்ண பிரஸ்தாய பூதலே ஸ்ரீமதே பக்தி வேதாந்த ஸ்வாமின் இதி நாமினே நமஸ்தே சரஸ்வதி தேவிம் கௌரவாணி பிரச்சாரிணே நிர்விசேஷ சூன்யவாதி பாஷாத்யாதேசதாரிணே ஸ்ரீமல் குருச்சரணாரவிந்தாப்யாம் நம வந்தே நந்த விரஜ ஸ்திரீணாம் பாதரேணுமபீஷ்ணஷ யாசாம் ஹரிகதோல் கீதம் புனாதி புவனத்ரயம் கோபீச்சரணாரவிந்த பரமானவே நம பீதாம்பரம் கரவிராஜித சக்ரசங்கம் கௌமோதகீ சரசிஜம் கருணாசமுத்ரம் ராதாசஹாயம் அதிசுந்தர மந்தஹாசம் வாதாலயேஷமனிஷம் ப்ரதிபாவயாமீம் கோமளம் கூஜயன் வேணும் ஷ்யாமலோயம் குமாரகா வேதவேத்ய பரம் பிரம்ம வாசதாம் புரதோ மமாம் மூகம் கரோதி வாசாலம் பங்கும் லங்கயதே கிரிம் யல் கிருபா தமஹம் வந்தே பரமானந்த மாதவம் ஓம் ஸ்ரீகிருஷ்ணாய நம ஸ்ரீமதி ராதிகாயே நம சர்வத்ர கோவிந்த நாம சங்கீர்த்தனம் கோவிந்த கோவிந்த So, last Sunday, we were going through these two important chapters in the Srimad Bhagavatam, the visit of Uddhava to Vrindavanam to pacify the gopis, Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda Devi. So, we saw in the first chapter that Uddhava had spent a lot of time with Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda, talking about Krishna, and eventually Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda has been satisfied with the discussion with Uddhava, because Uddhava showed to Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda the ultimate goal of everyone's life is to develop that attachment for Krishna, and that is already attained by Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda, and they were not even aware of that. And Uddhava mentioned that to them, ദാനവ്രതതമോഹോമൈ ജപസ്വാധ്യായ സംയമൈ ശ്രേയോഭിർവിവിധൈശ്ചാന്യൈ കൃഷ്ണേ ഭക്തിർഹി സാധ്യതേ. That all the result of all the austerities, penances, charity, everything in the end, if it does not end up in getting attached to Krishna, in developing in love of Krishna, then it is not considered to be fruitful. It's not worthwhile at all. Japa swadhyaya samyamai shreyobhir vividais chanyai krishne bhaktirhi sadhyade krishne bhaktirhi sadhyade. That ultimately one has to develop devotion for Krishna. If that does not happen, then everything else is not considered to be worthwhile. So Uddhava spoken like this to Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda. They were satisfied with Uddhava's conclusions, and now Uddhava was talking to the gopis. That is where we were we discussing. And gopis saw Uddhava on his way back from bathing in the river Yamuna river, and this one is on his way back home. When the gopis saw him and seeing his features, they sensed that Uddhava must be a close associate of Krishna, because he was dressed like Krishna, and also he was also chanting the holy name of Krishna. And apart from all that, the way Uddhava acted gave them the impression that he must be a closer devotee of Krishna, closer associate of Krishna. Therefore, they invited Uddhava to a private place where there was a away from the main street, underneath a banyan tree. They offered him a seat to sit down, and Uddhava sat there, and gopis were discussing with Uddhava. It was at that point that Srimati Radharani, who was sitting not far from there, observed the arrival of Uddhava, but did not speak to Uddhava at all. Radharani was so absorbed in Krishna's thoughts of Krishna, that Uddhava could not change the mood of Radharani. So Radharani sat there in her thoughts of Krishna, and it was at that time that Gayandya Priyakarmani Rudatyashchakrita Kriyaha Tasya Samsmritya Samsmritya Yani Kaishorya Balyayoho. That gopis were remembering the childhood pastimes of Krishna, Kaishoram and Balyam, the baby days, and as well as the youth, Kaishoram. So up to the age of 11, whatever pastimes Krishna has performed in Vrindavanam, all that has come back to the gopis' heart, and they started discussing that among themselves. Kajin madhuvaram drishtya dhyayandi Krishna sangamam priya prasthabidam dudam kalpayitu edam abravil. That Krishna knew at this time that Srimati Radharani won't speak to Uddhava, because that absorption of Radharani's mind in Krishna was so intense that there was no question of Radharani taking any initiative to talk to anybody, because Krishna was aware that unless she comes back from her, what to say, samadhi into normal senses, Radharani won't be able to speak anything. It was then that this this particular bumblebee, who were actually moving around, having taken a lot of the nectar from the flowers which has been drinking, and because of the intoxication of the nectar, the bumblebee has become very heavy as well and fell down on Radharani's feet. And it was then that Radharani woke up. When the bumblebee touched Radharani's lotus feet, Radharani immediately woke up from her samadhi, and she started speaking. Radharani advises the bumblebee as Madhuba. Madhuba means one who is drinking, one who drinks. So that is Madhuba. And because he was so drunk, that he was intoxicated, this bumblebee was intoxicated. So Radharani addressed him as Madhuba. Madhuba Kidava Bandhom, that you are the friend of the Kidava Bandhom, one who cheats. And that is how, from now on, you will find there are so many verses where Radharani has used some heavy words about Krishna. And that is why this Brahmaragidam, or the song addressing to the bumblebee, which has become very popular because of the Radharani's special ecstasy. In that ecstatic mood, Radharani spoke many, many things. Madhubhavgitava bandoma sprishankhim sabatyam kuja vilulita mala kungumashma shubharna. That addressing the bumblebee, Radharani said that you are also belong to the same group as Krishna, the same black community, he says to him, that you are not one to be trusted because my experience has been like that. And Radharani quoted several instances how she had experienced. But in that time, Radharani felt that, how can I say to this bumblebee that you are an untouchable, because that will cause problems. After all, he only goes to the flowers and takes the honey from the flowers. So in fact, strictly speaking, he is never impure. So because he is not impure, to say to him that I cannot touch you, you should not touch me, to say that will be improper. So at that time, Radharani felt that he wanted an explanation why he is untouchable. So Radharani says to him, the reason for I do not want to associate with you is this. Mas prashangrim sabatnyam kuja vilulida mala kungumashma shubhirna. That Krishna has gone to Mathura, your master. Krishna has gone to Mathura. And after going to Mathura, what he has done is, he has got married there to many, many beautiful women of Mathura. After marrying them, when he has embraced their his wives, naturally, the kumkumam, red powder, which was on their chest, has transferred onto the garlands which was worn by Krishna. And you have gone there and you are licking the honey from those flowers. In that process, this red powder has been touching your whiskers and everything, and that I can see. Radharani says to this bumblebee. And because you are carrying that thing is not acceptable to me, because after all, those women there in Mathura, they are the sabatni. In other words, they are associating with Krishna just like the way we did, and that is not acceptable to us. We do not like that. And because you have brought that from their chest, I do not want to associate with you. Radharani was showing her anger to the bumblebee. So bumblebee was listening to all this, was Krishna himself has accepted that form to come and see Radharani in that way. Madhubhagitava bandoma sprishangrim sabatnyam kuja vilulidamala kungumashma shubhirnaham vahadu madhubadistanmani neenam prasadam yadu sadasi vidambyam yastyadudastumi drik. That Krishna, let Krishna do what he wants, that he probably wants to please those women there in Mathura, but I do not have anything to say about that, but I do not want to associate with you. You have come here because you are touching my feet and probably trying to pacify me. That's what your intention is, but that's not going to work. Radharani says to the bumblebee, because I do not trust your master, and there is no question of me trusting you either. Radharani said like that. Sagradadarya sudam swam mohinim payayitva sumanasa iva sadhyas atyajesman bhavadrak. That another thing was that when Krishna was here, we had Radharani remembered all the pastimes of rasa dance they had with Krishna. During the rasa dance, Krishna has kissed Radharani and every other gopi there. And in that process, the saliva from Krishna's lotus lips have gone into their mouth. And due to that, when that has transferred into their mouth, the gopis felt the greatest ecstasy because of associating with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Sagrad adhara sudam swamohinim payayitva sumanasa iva sadhyastatya jesman bhavadrak. You have to remember, associating with Krishna is not like in the material world. Because of the association with Krishna, what happened to them? What happened to them was, their love for Krishna or their Krishna consciousness has gone to such high levels that their connection with the material world finished on the spot. Immediately it was over. So what happened to them was, when they had singing and dancing with Krishna for so many days together, the material attachment has completely disappeared from their heart. The result was that they gave up all their attachment to their family, attachment to their husbands, to their children, to their relatives and friends, everybody, everything has gone, and the total attachment in their heart for Krishna has developed. This is what they are saying now. Sakrita Adarasudam Swam Mohinim Payayitvam. Sakrita Adarasudam Swam Mohinim Payayitvam. Sumanasaiva Sadhya Satya Jesman Bhavadam. Paricharati Katam Dal Pada Balpam Dubatmam Abhipadakrita Jedam Uttama Shloka Jalpaim. But then what happened was, Krishna did this to us and then he abandoned us one day. After changing our heart in this way, that we got so attached to Krishna, that our attachment for home, family, everything has gone, and now Krishna has also abandoned us. So we are neither there nor here. This is our situation. So Radharani's distress was coming out through these words. She was expressing her unhappiness. The way Krishna has gone away to Mathura, that was causing a lot of uneasiness in Radharani's mind, which you can see here. And Radharani also said to the bumblebee that there is another story. If you are not trusting me, I'll tell you something else, Radharani says to the bumblebee. That Mahalakshmi, who lives on the chest of Krishna, that's what they say there. That Parijanadigadam Dalpadabalpam Dubadmam Abhivadakhatajedam Uttama Shloka Jalpai. That Krishna is very expert in talking. So by his expert talk, he has kept Mahalakshmi there also, in his chest. And Mahalakshmi never wants to leave that place. But she does not know, one day she will also be cheated, like the way he cheated us. So she should know this. And you are associating with this kind of people, and you are coming to me, asking me to talk to you, but I will not talk to you. She says to the bumblebee. Radharani was very bitter. Sakradadara sudam sompa mohinim payayitva sumanasaiva sadhya satya jesman bhavadra parijaradikadam dal pada vadmam duvadmam abhivadakta jedam uttama shloka jalpaim. Then, kimiha bahushanangre gaya sitvam yadunam adipadim agrihanam agrado na puranam. Radharani calls the bumblebee six-legged one. That means, in other words, she is telling him that you got six legs, you can run better than anyone else, rather than the four-legged ones. So better run away from here, don't stay here. I don't want to talk to you. Kimiha bhushanangre payasitvam gayasitvam yadhuna madhupadi madhipadi. That what you are going to sing to me is the glories of that personality who is the head of the Yadavas. Up to yesterday he was the head of the he was the authority here in Vrindavanam. Now he has switched off. He has switched on to Mathura and he has become the leader of the Yadus there, Yadupadi. That Yadunam Adhipadi Agrahanam Agradona Puranam. And our association with him, what has happened is that we have become homeless. This is what has happened. We can't go back to our house anymore. Because of our attachment to Krishna, we have given up all that connections, our relatives, friends, everything. That's finished. And he has thrown us away like this and has left us and gone away from here. Adhipadi magrihanam agrado na puranam. Don't sing to us about his glories. We don't want to hear that anymore. Radharani said to the bumblebee, you should go and sing all these things where Vijaya sakasakinam giyatam tal prasanga. That if you go to Mathura and there is Vijaya Sakha Sakhi. Vijaya Sakha is Krishna. And his Sakhis, the women, the wives of Krishna, they are there. If you go and sing there in front of them, Giyadam Tal Prasanga, if you sing all these things in front of them, Shabida Kujarujaste Kalpayandishtamishtam. They are experiencing the bliss of the association with Krishna. They will offer you everything what you want. In other words, gopis are also saying to, indirectly, were saying to the bumblebee, especially Radharani was saying, that we, the villagers, are poor people. If you come and sing here about Krishna, you won't get anything. We have nothing to give you. First of all, we are ourselves homeless and penniless. We have nothing to offer you. But these women in Mathura, they are very wealthy. And they are from the royal families, and they are very closely associated with Krishna. If you go and sing these glories of Krishna to them, Probably they will give you some better presents, better gifts than us. We can't offer you anything like that. Radharani was showing her inability to give anything to the bumblebee. In other words, Radharani was showing her limited unhappiness in a way to the bumblebee.
Divi bhumijarasayam ka astriyasta duryabaha kapata rujirahasa brubijrambasayasyum charanarajamubaste yasya bhudiruvayam ka abhijakramanavakshe uttama shloka shabdaha.
That this personality, Krishna, has one nature. Divi bhumijarasayam ka astriyasta duryabaha. That whether it is the heavenly planet, lower planets or earthly planet, doesn't matter wherever it is. As soon as he sees women, he will look at them, glance at them, and then he will smile at them, and then he will talk to them something, and that's enough. They are fallen then after that. You could not do anything about them. Divi bhuvijarasayam ka striya sadhuryabaham kapata rujirahasa bhuvijrambasayasyum charana rajamubasteyasya bhudiruvayam ka abhijakrpana vakshayi uttama shloka shabdaham.
Then, if you are trying to serve his feet, if you are trying to serve him,
that even Mahalishmi, who is trying to serve him in all the time, who is trying to help the poor people, and even, you see, is she doing the right thing? That one time or the other, everyone who has fallen for Krishna has eventually fallen into disappointment. And that is what she reminded the bumblebee.
Visraja shirasi vadam vedmyaham chadugare anunaya vidushaste bhetya dautyer mukundal sukratam iha visrishta batya batya anya loga visraja sakrita cheta kinnu sandheyam asmin.
That saying this, Radharani kicked the bee with the leg, one leg. Get out of here, she said to him. Visraja shirasi vadam, that take, get away from my feet, she says to him. So bumblebee gets up, flies away from there for some time, making the noise, and then comes back again. So similarly, listening to Radharani's lamentation,
visraja shirasi vadam vedmyaham chadugare anunaya vidushasteer betya dautyer mukundal,
that get out of my feet and stop talking to me. Of this, the bumblebee was making that sweet sound when it is running around. And I know you have come here to pacify me and to make a friendship with Krishna once again. Krishna has sent you here. He says, Radharani is saying to the bumblebee. Actually, Radharani wanted to, Radharani could not speak to Uddhava directly. All this time, in Radharani's thought was going through, this Uddhava who had come here, he is a brahmachari, first of all. What does a brahmachari understand my relationship with Krishna? What am I supposed to tell him? This was going through Radharani's mind. He would not understand anything. So it's no point in talking to this brahmachari about my relationship with Krishna. First thing. Number two, instead of directly addressing, because Radharani did not want to speak to Uddhava, but at the same time, Radharani knew that Uddhava has come with a message from Krishna. So in the earlier conversation, the gopis have mentioned to Uddhava that you had come here to pacify the old parents of Krishna, aren't you? Nandamaharaj and Yashoda. That's why you had come here. So this is what was spoken by the gopis to Uddhava. But Uddhava straight away mentioned to them, I had not come only to pacify Nandamaharaj and Yashoda, but also to all of you. I have a message from Krishna. And Uddhava wanted to speak a lot of things to them. But Radharani has not given them a chance for that. So she really wanted to hear also what Uddhava had to say and what message he has brought. Because after all, Srimati Radharani was the first personality who had to be pacified more than anyone else in Vrajam, in Vrindavanam. So because of all these things, that Radharani did not speak to Uddhava directly, but was speaking to this bumblebee, and which was being heard by Uddhava, who was not sitting very far from there. Then
sukratam iha visrishta bhatya bhatya anya loga visrijat agrata cheda kinnu sandheyam asmin.
Then the mistake I have done, Radharani says, is that I've trusted your master too much. And the result of that trust was that I gave up all my connections in this world. And now I have come here. And the result is that he has abandoned me and gone away from here. So Radharani, since Krishna left, has not had any proper, has not been bathing properly or not even eating properly. So all the time in thoughts of Krishna, she has spent the time with other gopis also. Mrigayurivaka, now if all these things you are not able to trust me, I can give you various examples. Radharani says how this personality has acted in the past. Sometimes Radharani was saying to Bumblebee that Krishna is a cheater. Krishna is very wicked. You cannot trust him. All these strong, harsh words Radharani is used. Now, every time Radharani spoke like that, the Bumblebee will fly away and will come back again. When it comes back, Radharani thought that probably he is not convinced what I have been saying this, isn't it? So I'll tell you more about it. And Radharani was getting more stronger words were coming from Radharani. So Radharani says to Bumblebee that if you feel that all I have spoken is too harsh, let me give you some examples of your master's pastimes, master's past activities. And then she says to her, she says to Bumblebee, Mrigayurivaka Vindram Vibhyade Lubdha Dharmaha. This personality in the previous life, called Ramachandra, what did he do? He went to fight with this Bali. And when he went to fight with Bali, Bali has not done anything to him. Bali has not done anything to Ramachandra. And he killed him hiding behind a tree. This is his reputation. This is the type of personality he is. One who has not done anything, but he has been hiding behind a tree and killed him. Not only that, normally no one kills a monkey. Because monkey is meat, it is not even considered to be eatable. No one eats that either. And that poor monkey, he goes and kills him. And he considers himself to be very reputed. So the Radharani says to Bumblebee, Mrigayurivaka Vindram Vivyadhe Lubdha Dharmaha. Lubdha Dharma, that is, even the hunters don't do such a thing. In other words, Radharani is saying that his activities are even lower than a hunter class man. That this is the kind of activity he does. Mrigayurivaka Vindram Vivyadhe Lubdha Dharmaha. That such an activity I did not expect from him. After all, this is his background. Vivyadhe lubdha dharmaha sriyamagrada virupam srijida kamayanam. That Shurpanakha, Ravana's sister, came up to him asking him to marry her. But what did he do? After all, Shurpanakha comes from a good family, isn't it? She comes from Ravana's family. And she is a princess. She is not someone you can ignore like that. Well, why this man, your master, has gone and done this to her? Cutting her, made her completely ugly and sent her back. Sriyamagrada virupam sriyajida kamayanam. That she has come to Ramachandra asking him to marry her, and this is how he has responded to her. Look at his reputation. Radharani says to Bumblebee, this is my past experience with your master. Now how can he be different anything now? Radharani says to the Bumblebee, Belim abibelimatva veshtayal dvangshavadyam sadalam asida sakher dustyajastal kathartham. Asida sakher dustyajastal kathartham. Another instance, when Mahabali was here, he offered everything to please your master as Vamana. But that Vamana, what did he do? He sent him back to the Lord, took away everything from him and cheated him also. So, how can anyone trust your master? Radharani asks Bumblebee. When Bumblebee is listening to all this, Krishna himself is enjoying this, the accusations from Radharani in different ways. Radharani's heart was full of, in a depressed mood. She was saying so many things like this to the Bumblebee. Yes. So Bumblebee was saying, and Bumblebee was listening to all these things. But every time Bumblebee fly off from there, Radharani was thinking, have I spoken too harsh about Krishna? This will come back, these thoughts will come back. So immediately she will mellow down. She will make it a little bit softer. But as soon as Bumblebee spends some time, Radharani will become stronger again. So this continued for a while. Yadanu charita leela karna piyusha viprul sagradana viduda dvandva dharma vinashtah sabadi griha kudumbam dina mulsrajya dina bahavaiha vihanga bichu jaryam charandim. That The problem with me is, Radharani says that anyone who hears a little bit about Yadanujaridarila Karna Piyusha Vipra, that Karna Piyusham, that the nectar about the pastimes of Krishna, even if one comes to hear a little bit of that, what will happen to him, that person is Sagradanaviduda Dvanda Dharma Vinashtaham. That immediately he is released from material existence. This is the problem. That is what has happened to most of the people. Sagradanaviduda Dvanda Dharma Vinashtaham. Sabadi Griha Kudumbam Dinamul Srajya Dinaham. Then what will happen is his material activities all will stop. He will stop. He will not work enough. He will not earn money. All his other desires will slowly start disappearing one after the other. Because before becoming hearing about Krishna, one will have a lot of material plans in this world to do several different things. But as soon as one gets to hear about Krishna, Karna biyusha viprul sakratanavidu udadvandha dharma vinashta. That dvandha dharma, that this happiness, distress in this world, one does not care anymore. Because attachment to Krishna has built up inside. You will see this in the Srimad Bhagavatam in different places, different devotees expressing in different ways. Sri Narada Maharshi himself says in the beginning, when Srimad Bhagavatam was spoken, when Vedavyasa Maharshi asked Sri Narada Muni about his past life, at that point Narada Maharshi says this, what happened to him. When at some point when his mother died, he says after that I had nothing to worry about in this world after that. This was Narada Muni felt. And he went away from here looking for Krishna. Because by now, due to the mercy of the sages, Narada Muni has already developed some attachment for Krishna. So Radharani is also saying the same thing. That once you hear about Krishna, about the glories of Krishna, and get attached to his hearing about him, if you get attached to that, then what will happen is your attachment for material life will go. And once that is gone, then what will happen? Grihadi sabadi griha kudumbam dinamul srajya dinaha. That then there is no more family after that. It's only Krishna, 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 nothing else. So this is what has happened to me. I gave up my attachment in family life. Ulsrajya dina, griha kudumbam dina, ulsrajya dina. Then, baham iha vihanga, vichujaryam charandi. Then, like a wandering mendicant, I am wandering around here and there. Like a beggar, more or less. I have finished with all my connections in this world. This is what your master has done to me. I have neither material life nor spiritual life. This is what she is saying. That I gave up my material life when I heard about Krishna and I got attached to him. He pulled me out of all that things, all my distresses in material world. In other words, every distress has gone away. I got attached to Krishna and the result is now Krishna has also left me and gone. And I am neither there nor here. And this is my situation. Radharani says to the bumblebee. And this will happen to anybody, she says. So be careful while going after Krishna. This is what Radharani was saying to bumblebee.
Vayamrtam iva jinma vyahrtam shraddhadana kuligaritam iva jnya krishna vaddho harinyam dadrushu rasakrade dattam nagasparshadivram smararujapamandrin bhanyadam anyavartaham.
Then Radharani gave an example. Sometimes these hunters, when they want to catch the deer, what they will do is they will go somewhere where there is a group of deer standing and they will make a net close by and staying somewhere hiding, they will start singing some songs. When they start singing the songs, the deer will start listening. Deer is very fond of music. In the Ekadasha Skandham it mentions there also that how fond of music, how fond they are for music. So they will come and listening to the music, they want to find out where the music is coming from. So in that process they will run and they will get trapped in the net and they will fall and they won't be able to come out of the net. Or sometimes the hunter will shoot them hiding from somewhere when they are close by and kill them. So this is what happens to them.
Vayamrtam iva jinma vyahrtam shraddhadanam kuligaritam iva jnya krishna vaddho harinyam dadrushu rasakrade dattam nagasparshadivram smararujapamandrin vanyadamanyavataham.
And this is exactly what has happened to us also. We came into contact with him and exactly what the hunter has done to the deer, he has done the same thing to us. He caught us in his net And now he is dragging us everywhere. But we don't know what to do. We can't see him. We can't speak to him. All this are the different expressions of love for Radharani was experiencing in her mind in separation from Krishna.
Priyasakha punaraga prayasa prashida kim varayakim anirundhi mananiyosi menga nayasi kadamihasman bustajad bundhubharsham satatamurasi saumya shri vadu sagamaste.
That priyasakha punaraga, oh, you come back again, he says to the bumblebee, that you want to hear more, that he must have sent you back here. And you may be thinking that I am very harsh on him, isn't it? He says to the bumblebee. Radharani says to bumblebee, you must be thinking I am very harsh on him. Because I have given you enough examples to prove it to you that your master is not trustworthy. And it is my own personal opinion, she says to the bumblebee. And if you are still not convinced, and the bumblebee is not convinced, you have to refer to somebody else, isn't it? When you have some questions about someone's behavior, if it is not acceptable, and if you feel that he is not complying with the normal behavior of this world, you have to ask someone else who knows about it, isn't it? That's the only way you can confirm that. So in this case, in Krishna's case, because Krishna is being proved not trustworthy, it has been proved. Radharani says, I have proved to you that Krishna is not at all trustworthy. And if you say like this all the time, what will happen? No one will come to the temple, would they? Everybody will stop coming to the temple. If I come to the temple and Krishna is also not trustworthy, what's the point in going there? These thoughts will come. So let us go and ask other devotees what they think about Krishna. If this is Srimati Radharani's opinion about Krishna, we have to ask others also, great personalities, what they think about Krishna. So then only you can verify whether Radharani's statement is correct or not, isn't it? So by chance, if you look at Vilamangalam's opinion, Vilamangalam has also some opinion about Krishna. So some devotees went to Vilamangalam and said to Vilamangalam, Vilamangalam, tell us, what do you think about this statement of Radharani? And is that correct? Is it not accusing Krishna for something what I don't think we should talk in this way, so harshly about Krishna? After all, Krishna has spent his time in Vrindavanam with the gopis, and now that he has grown up, he had gone to Mathura, and there he may have been associating with the princesses, women there, and that is a life of a king. He has come to recognize that he is the son of Vasudeva and Devaki. Now he is associating with them, and these gopis are all heartbroken. So could you say, Vilamangalam, that he has cheated, Krishna has cheated them? This question was put forward to Vilamangalam. Some devotees asked Vilamangalam about this. Vilamangalam thought about this and said ultimately, Radharani is absolutely right. Vilamangalam said, Radharani is absolutely right because he is the biggest cheater in this world. Vilamangalam said this to the devotees. So devotees asked Vilamangalam, why, you had also some experience like that? Vilamangalam says to them, I had such an experience with him that if I say this to you, what he has done to me, then you will believe what Radharani is saying. So that was Vilamangalam's attitude. Vilamangalam completely confirmed that Radharani, whatever Radharani has spoken about Krishna is absolutely true. There is no question about that, Vilamangalam said. So the devotees wanted to hear from Vilamangalam, why, what has happened to you? What has he done to you? He said. So Vilamangalam said, where has he not cheated? Has he not cheated everybody at some time or the other? Let me tell you my story, he says, Vilamangalam. When I was a little boy, Vilamangalam said, I was very fond of drinking milk. I used to love drinking first class milk, cow milk, he said. So then my mother didn't have so much milk to offer me. So I was thinking one day, where can I get more milk? Well, who will give it to me more milk? So something like that I was thinking. So someone mentioned to me that if you go to the ocean of milk, there is a Mahavishnu lying there. He's the same person there. And he has got a complete ocean of milk there lying. He lies there in that ocean. All you have to go there is to take a glass and go there and drink as much milk as you want. I am Kshiram Bodhe Padiridhi. that he is the controller of that milk ocean. So all you have to do is to go there with a glass and drink as much as you want and fulfill your desire, he said. But, so I thought maybe that is the answer. But that didn't happen to me. How can I go there? It's so far, I don't even know where it is. I am Kshiram Bodhe Padiridhi. Then Gavam Palagaidhi. Someone else told me that his job is actually tending cows. Most of the time he is with the cows and the calves. So if you go up to him and request him, because he's a cowherd boy, probably he may be able to offer you some milk. He has got plenty of cows. He may be able to offer you some milk from his cows. So I thought of approaching him and asking for some milk from him. So when I went up to him and asked for some milk, he said, Swamiji, wait for some time, I'll give it to you later. Not now, he said to me. And I heard that he kept me waiting for a long, long time. He hasn't given me any milk. I am Kshiram Bodhe Padiridigavam Palaidhi Shridosmabhi Kshirovanainam Gopatanayaham. That all the other cowherd boys, they were enjoying with him, and he has been asking me to wait away from there. Smiro anena pratyuho vidaja sadadam. That after hearing his repeatedly he telling me to wait, I continued waiting for his instruction that someday he is going to give me some milk. But let me tell you what has happened. Sanadapyasmagam durlabhamabhul. Then one day it so happened to me that normally in every species, whichever species I got my body, even in the cat's body or dog's body or whatever body, wherever I went, as a little baby, I was entitled for a little milk from my mother, isn't it? That the breast milk from the cat or a dog or whichever it is, I was entitled for that. Anena pratyuho viraja sadadam. Anena pratyuho viraja sadadam. Yena janani sanadapyasmagam sagradabhibhavo durlabhamabhul. That what has happened to me was that I went there asking and he kept me waiting. But after a long time, what has happened is even this milk what I am entitled from my mother, even that I could not get. This is what has happened. Vilumangalam said. So, what does it mean? It means that Vilumangalam's complaint was that after associating with Krishna, after a while, forget about getting cow's milk. Even the breast milk what he was entitled from a mother, normally when a baby is born in any species, naturally you're going to get some milk from the mother, isn't it? That is normal. At least a little bit, for a month or 15 days or 6 months, whatever it is, the mother will feed the baby. Some milk will get it. Even that I lost it. I didn't get the cow's milk, forget about that, he says. I even lost my breast milk what I was entitled for. Vilamangalam was saying, by associating Krishna, what has happened is that I finished my birth. Rebirth has stopped once for all. So where's the question of me getting the milk anymore? This was Vilamangalam's complaint. So you can see, Vilamangalam says that Radharani is absolutely right in that. The moment you associate with Krishna, first thing what will happen is all your material relationships and material enjoyment will come to an end. And once that happens, then naturally, it's all about the spiritual world. All you are thinking about, how to go back to the spiritual world, associate with Krishna. These thoughts will develop very strongly in the mind of the devotee. So, Vilumangalam's experience was not different than Radharani's experience. That's why Radharani says here, Vayamrutam iva jingma vyahrutam. That after the associating with Krishna, what has happened is that she has lost all the interest in in living in this world, given up all the connections with the family and started thinking about associating with Krishna alone. Priya sakha punaraga prayasa preshidakyam varaya kimanirundhe manani yosimenga nayasi kathamihasman dusthajadvandvabharsham sadadamurasi saumyam shrirvadhu sagavastem. That Radharani was showing some repentance now that I have upset you by speaking so harshly. But there was always the respectful way Radharani was seeing Uddhava sitting there. And ultimately, Radharani said to the bumblebee that I'm happy that I've seen you. Is Krishna still in Mathura? So now Radharani's tone has changed. She wanted to hear about Krishna more. What was happening and the message she wanted to hear what Krishna has sent through Uddhava. That Radharani also mentioned that I hear that Krishna has settled down in Mathura. Does he remember any time his father and mother and all the cowherd boys who were his friends here? That we remember the smell of Krishna's hands, which was like agaru, and that smell of the hand we have not forgotten. In the rasa dance, when we have embraced each other, we remembered about Krishna's bodily beauty and the smell of the body. And when will Krishna come and put his feet on our head? That is what Radharani mentioned at that point to them. Shri Shuka Uvaja, Adodhavo Nishamyaivam Krishna Darshana Lalasa Sandvayan Prayasandesher Gobiridamabhashadam. That Uddhava was listening to these words of Radharani, what she has spoken about Krishna. And at that time, Uddhava realized that this is not an ordinary devotee whom he has come across before. Up to this point, Uddhava used to think in a different way about his relationship with Krishna. Uddhava was a great devotee of Krishna, and Uddhava's relationship with Krishna was in a different way. But now, seeing Radharani's relationship with Krishna, Uddhava realized that Radharani was not an ordinary personality, that her consciousness and her absorption in Krishna was such. Uddhava now wanted to speak to Radharani.
Aho yuyam smapurna artha bhavatyo lokapujidaham vasudeve bhagavati yasam ityarpidam manaham.
That first of all, Uddhava wanted to say to the gopis that what am I supposed to say?
Vasudeve bhagavati yasam ityarpidam manaham.
I have never seen, Uddhava says, anyone who was able to offer their heart for Krishna in this way. He has not experienced that any time before.
Smritva smritva pashupa sudrusham prema bhara pranunnam karunyena tamabhivasham prahino ruddhavam tam kim chamushmai paramasukhrade bhakta varyaya dasam bhaktyudregam sakala bhuvane durlabham darshayishyan.
When Krishna sent Uddhava to Vrindavanam, Krishna had only one thing in his mind. What was that?
Kim chamushmai parama sukhrade bhakta varyaya dasam.
His first class devotee Uddhava and a close associate Uddhava should see
bhakti udregam sagala bhuvane durlabham darshayishyan.
He should see what is top class devotion means. He should experience that. This is what Krishna thought in his mind. If Krishna thinks something in his mind, that will automatically happen. And that was the purpose of sending Uddhava to Vrindavanam. In fact, Uddhava was Krishna's prime minister. Now, if you tell Uddhava, who is his prime minister, if Krishna says to Uddhava, being his prime minister, he says to Uddhava, Uddhava, you should go to Vrindavanam and see the devotion of the gopis to me. That will not look very good. So why, that is the reason why Krishna says to Uddhava, I am sending you to Vrindavanam to pacify the gopis and Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda. This was a alternative route Krishna has taken. Krishna decided, as soon as Krishna thinks something, the solution is also there, how he wants to put it to Uddhava. So when Uddhava left Mathura, Uddhava's mind was always thinking that Krishna has told me to go and pacify them. He wasn't sure about why he has been. He was never told by Krishna that you should go and learn about the devotion of the gopis. That was never mentioned to Uddhava. But after coming to Vrindavanam and after seeing this gopis' devotion to Krishna, Uddhava was in shock. Because Uddhava used to think, I am one of the best devotees of Krishna. But now he has seen what is really devotion means. He experienced first-hand experience from the gopis, and that is why Uddhava himself could not believe it. Tvanmahatmya pranimabhishunam gokulam prapyasayam tvadvarthavir bahusaramayam asanandam yashodam pradaradrishtvamunimayradam shangida pangajakshya shrutva praptam bhavadanujaram tyaktakarya samiyum. That in the morning when the gopis saw the chariot parked there, they knew that the representative had come, and they had in their mind, Tvanmahatmya pranimabhishunam gokulam prapyasayam, that they wanted to hear about Krishna. That is all they had in their mind. There was no other topic in their heart to discuss about. And this has not happened today. This has happened from the day Krishna appeared in Gokulam. From that day this has started. After that, they have never discussed anything in this world except Krishna. This is the consciousness of the gopis. So you can see why they are Sriman Kimtam Pratijana Kradev Preshito Nirdhayena Kwasau Kando Nagara Sudrishe Ha Hare Nathapayal. That the absence of Krishna from Vrindavanam was felt by the gopis to such an extent. Ashleshanam Amrtavabusho Handate Chumbananam Unmadanam Kukakavachasam Vismarel Kandakavam. That gopis were remembering all that times they spent with Krishna in the Rasa dance. And also when Krishna embraced them, Ashleshanam Amrtavabusham, and also the way Krishna spoke to them, Handate Chumbananam, when Krishna kissed them, the gopis, the experience they had, Unmadanam Kuhakavajasam, then also the intoxication they felt in Krishna's association, and also how Krishna spoke to them, and in such a way that now they were calling Krishna as though it's their personal friend. How can we forget all these things? Uddhava, Gopi says to Krishna like this. So Krishna, Uddhava was experiencing this ecstasy of the gopis, continuously speaking about Krishna, no other topic. And they were only talking about that, and at the same time they were crying as well. This is how the gopis' consciousness were. Then Rasa Krida Lulita Lilitam Vishladhal Keshabasham Mandol Bhinnam Shramajalaganam Lobhaniyam Twadangam. In the Rasa dance, singing and dancing for hours and hours together, Krishna and the gopis. Rasa Krida Lulita Lilitam Vishladhal Keshabasham. Krishna's hair is all, the curly black hair is completely loose, and it has been hanging around all over the head. Rasa Krida Lulita Lilitam Vishladhal Keshabasham Mandol Bhinna Shramajalaganam. That Krishna was sweating heavily. For hours they were dancing together. And because of that, Mandol Bhinna Shramajalaganam Lobhaniyam Todangam. That Krishna looked so beautiful when he was sweating. And at that time, Krishna embraced the gopis. Karunyabde Sakritabhi Samalingidam Darshayedi. Gopis have not forgotten any of those experiences what they had with Krishna. They were so much absorbed in those thoughts of their association with Krishna. Karunyabde Sakritabhi Samalingidam Darshayedi Premonmadal Bhuvanamadana Tolpriyaswam Vilebu. Now you have left us here alone in this Vrindavanam and you have gone away. And they kept inquiring about Krishna in that consciousness, seeing gopis disheartened mood, and also seeing the way gopis have expressed their separation from Krishna. Uddhava was getting affected, and Uddhava was thinking, what am I supposed to say to these people? Well, how shall I pacify them? This is what Uddhava was thinking at that time. Uddhava, when he heard, in fact, you have to remember that in the Srimad Bhagavatam, Radharani's name is not mentioned anywhere. The Vedavyasa Maharshi compiled Srimad Bhagavatam. Sudeva Goswami sang Srimad Bhagavatam. And Radharani's name has never been mentioned in the Srimad Bhagavatam. For one reason only. If Sudeva Goswami starts speaking the name, the moment he hears Radharani's name, he goes into Samadhi for 7 or 8 years, it seems. That's what they say. In 7 years, he can't come back from the Samadhi state. That is how his consciousness is. That Srimati Radharani's influence on Sukadeva Goswami is to such an extent. In the science of devotion, Sukadeva Goswami has taken Srimati Radharani as his spiritual master. In the science of devotion.
So Radharani is Sudev Goswami's teacher. And therefore, because of the ecstasy he experienced, for that same reason, Sudev Goswami did not want to mention Radharani's name in the Srimad Bhagavatam. The moment you say Radharani's name, Sudev Goswami goes into Samadhi and he will not be able to continue Srimad Bhagavatam. He knew about it. And that's the reason it's not mentioned there. And because it's like that, the gopis have expressed this separation and Radharani is seeing all these things. Uddhava has now saying to them, Aho yuyam smapurnartha bhavatyo loka pujitaha vasudeve bhagavati yasamityarpidam manam. Uddhava says to them now that you are my teachers in the science of devotion. That Aho yuyam smapurnartha bhavatyo loka pujitaha. The whole world has to worship you because you have reached such a level of such a state of consciousness in pure Krishna consciousness. Danavrata tapo homam jabaswadhyaya sayamaye shreyobhurvividaischanye krishne bhaktarhi sadhyadeyam. That all the purpose of all the dhanam, austerity, pradam, penances, tapas, austerities, tapo homam, sacrifices, japam, chanting, swadhyayam, studying the Vedas, samyamai, sense control, shreyobhurvividaischanye, the purpose of all these things, Krishna bhaktarhi sadhyade, is only to become a devotee, a pure devotee of Krishna. To develop pure love for Krishna. That is the goal of all these things. Bhagavadi uttama shloge bhavadi biran uttama bhakti pravartita adishtyam muninam abhidurlabha. Then great sages in the forest and the yogis, they go there to meditate on Krishna. And they are trying to remember Krishna in their heart all the time. Even they could not come to this level of remembrance what the gopis had. So, who is on a higher platform? The gopis or the sages? The gopis had succeeded. Gopis have defeated everyone in advancing in Krishna consciousness. No one else can compete with gopis because their heart was in such a state of consciousness that they couldn't forget Krishna during the day or night. That was the kind of concentration they had. Even the great sages who have thrown away everything and went to the forest to meditate on Krishna, they couldn't come to that level anywhere closer to the gopis. Drishtya putran badin dehan sajanan bhavana anija hitva vrida yuyam dal krishna akhyam purusham param. In addition to that, for a normal person in this world, one of the most difficult thing is to give up the association with family. Family connections, that is very, very strong. And also attachment to home. And you have even given up that. And so just imagine where you are. Dishtya putran padin dehan sojanan bhavana anija hitva vridaviyam dal krishna akhyam purusham param. To come to this stage, you must have been very, very fortunate. Sarvatma bhava odigrado bhavadina madho akshaje virahena mahabhaga mahanmenugraha kradaha. Then, but sarvatma bhava odigrado bhavadina madho akshaje. This sarvatma bhavam, to remember you are purely on a spiritual platform that you are now situated, that your relationship with Krishna is so strongly established and it has become a blessing for me also, that you have given me a blessing by showing me this condition of you, and I am only able to realize what devotion means by seeing your consciousness. Shruyadam priya sandesho bhavadinam sukhavaha yamadaya agado bhadra aham bhartu rahaskaraham. That when they see, when Uddhava saw that they were feeling a little relief when Uddhava spoke like this. So Uddhava now decided to deliver the message to message to them. And there is no doubt, Uddhava had no difficulty in accepting their position. Because normally in the material world, we judge people in different ways. But Uddhava did not judge the gopis in that way. Although gopis had given up their relationship with family, friends, everything, and was so much absorbed in Krishna, that Uddhava immediately recognized that all the other morals and other things in this world, what we consider as important, do not apply to these gopis. They have gone too far from all these things. That is why Uddhava was sent there. Because if it was normal people who had gone there, they would have thought about gopis in a different way. And because of this, Krishna decided that Uddhava should go and see for himself and he will understand. And that is the reason
In the beginning of the chapter itself, it says, Uddhavo buddhi sattamaham. Uddhava is an intelligent person. Vrishninam pravaro mandri, krishnasya daidha sakha, shishyo brihaspade sanshal, Uddhavo buddhi sattamaham. Uddhava is a very intelligent person. He knows what is important and what is not important. Normally in the material world, many people, even today, they will judge Krishna based on these pastimes. And they'll start saying that Krishna was immoral. Krishna did not do this, Krishna did not do that. They'll start judging about Krishna in this way. But Uddhava did not make that mistake because he knew he was a buddhisattva. Sri Shukan says this. Sri Shukan, who is the greatest brahmachari, he is certifying Uddhava for his judgment. So we do not have to worry about the others' comments on these things. That Sri Shukan says here, Uddhava buddhisattva. Uddhava glorified the gopis. Uddhava understood who the gopis are, what their position is. And therefore, we don't have to say anything after that, more than that. So this is why Uddhava has discovered in Vrindavanam. Then Krishna, Uddhava decided to convey the message from Krishna to the gopis. Shri Bhagavan Uvacha, Bhavadinam Viyogome Nahi Sarvatmana Kojil Yatha Bhudani Bhudeshu Khamva Yagnir Jalam Mahi Tadaham Javana Pranam Udendriya Guna Ashrayaham. That the Bhavadinam Viyogome Nahi Sarvatmana Kojil. Just like in all the material elements, water, everywhere, I am present. I am present in all living entities. Krishna's message is very philosophical. What Krishna has said here, you will see the next few verses. And you may wonder, normally in these conditions, situations, gopis were simply experiencing the distress due to separation from Krishna. And here, Krishna has sent them a very philosophical message to them, saying who Krishna is and how he is all-pervading and everything. You will see why that message was sent later on. So Krishna has sent this message saying that I am the present in every living entity, including in your heart. I am present there, everywhere. So I am not, like in all the material elements in matter, I am present in everywhere. In the spiritual also, spiritual level also, I am present in every living entity. Yatadaham cha mana pranam udendriya guna ashrayaham. That, and I am controlling the mind, intelligence, senses, everything of all the living entities. And I am the basis on which they are all functioning. Atmanyeva atmana atmanam srajehan manubalaye atma maya anubhavena bhudendriya guna atmanam. That because of my maya is under my control. Maya, atma maya. Atmanyeva atmana atmanam srajehan manubalaye atma maya anubhavena bhudendriya guna atmanam. Then I accept different forms and I expand myself spiritually and materially in both ways. And you will see everything in this creation from me, has come from me. I have associated with the help of maya. I have executed this expansions. Atma jnanamaya shuddho vidirikto guna anvaya sushupti sotnam jagradbhir maya avruti bhiriyadeem. Then, if the spirit is everywhere, all pervading, then how is the nature of the spirit? Shuddham, it is very pure. Spirit is very, very pure. And what else? Vedirikto agunanvayam. That it is always separate from the three modes of material nature. Krishna is explaining here that the three modes of material nature cannot touch the spirit soul. It doesn't do anything with that. And in Ekadasha Skandam, Krishna will give a much more detailed explanation to that, how this bondage has come to the living entity. Living entity who is spirit soul, we are also spirit soul. Krishna is a super soul. We have a relationship with Krishna. We are part and parcel of Krishna, according to Bhagavad Gita, isn't it? Mamai vamsho jiva loke jiva bhudasana antana. All of us are part and parcel of Krishna. But Krishna is not affected by the three modes of nature. Krishna is not affected by the three modes of nature. Three modes of nature is under Krishna's control. But we are affected by the three modes of nature, although we are part and parcel of Krishna. So how did this happen? This is, in order to clarify that, Krishna will talk about it in detail later. But in this message, Krishna only says that, Shuddho vedirikto agunanvayam. That Shuddham, I have no faults in me. I am pure. The self is pure like that. And it is full of knowledge. And apart from that, it is different from the body. Vedirikam. And aguna anvayam, it doesn't mix up with the modes of nature. And sushupti sapna jagrat bil Sushupti, Swapnam and Jagrat, the three states of existence, what we discussed in Bhagavad Gita before, vacant state, dream state and the deep sleep, Mayavrti Bhiriyade, these three states of existence is only due to the association with Maya. Otherwise, in other words, what Krishna is saying is, in its pure consciousness, the spirit soul does not have to go through these three states of existence, Sushupti, Swapnam and Jagrat. Mayavrti Bhiriyade, this will show to us that the association or contact with matter, when the spirit soul in contact with the matter, the maya envelops the spirit soul in this way, that the soul feels that it has these three states of existence, Sushupti, Swapnam and Jagrat as real, and starts experiencing that. And Krishna says that is to be considered only as the activities of maya.
Yenindriyarthan dhyayedam vrishasupnava dhuthidaha tanirudhyarindriyani vinidra pratyabadhyadaha.
That self, soul is not affected by any of these things. Soul is free from all kinds of influences. Nothing can touch the soul. But it feels as though it is affected by everything. That is the difficulty. That in the subtle body and in the gross body, it is experiencing as though it has lost its identity as spirit soul. So the living entity feels all the distress of this world. And just like as you wake up from the dream state, and when you come from the dream state back to the wakened state, what happens? Everything that was in the dream state, you feel as though it's a dream, we say, isn't it? It's a dream. We don't want to think about it too much because it was just a dream. Similarly, when you go into dream state, everything that was in the vacant state also appears as though it was something not very real, isn't it? So you feel the temporary nature of the existence in the vacant state as well.
Edadanda samamnayam yoga sankhyam manishinam tyagastabodhamastatyam samudrandamiva bhagam.
So the purpose of everything else, Krishna says, is ultimately to control the mind. If the mind comes under control, all these things will go. That's mind is not under control. That is why we are experiencing all these different things. That it is absolutely necessary to bring the mind under control. Krishna is pointing out there, yoga, sanghyam, manishinam, tyagam, tapas, dhamam, satyam. Everything is meant for this purpose alone.
Yatvaham bhavadinam vai dure varte priyo drisham manasa sannigarshartam madanudhyana kamyayam.
That Krishna is saying that if you feel that, or the gopis have felt that just like the way Krishna has spoken before and attracted people in the same way, all this philosophical talk, if that is what is going to affect us, and even it may be so, the gopis have the difficulty to be separate from, away from Krishna.
Yatvaham bhavadinam vai varte dure varte priyodrisham.
That if you want to be closer to us, Krishna is saying that being remembering me, it will come back to you, that relationship.
That
our mind is such that yatha durajare preshte manam avisha vartade. That something which is far away from us, the mind will get absorbed in that. Similarly, that what is closer to you, your mind will not take to it very easily. What is far away from you, the mind will absorb in that much more.
Mayaveshamane krishnam vimuktashesha vrtiyal anusmarandyo mam nityam ajiran mam upaishyadaham yamayam.
You should give up all other thoughts and you should fix your mind on me. Krishna sent this instruction to the gopis.
Yamaya kridada ratrim manesmin vrajam astida alabdharasa kalyanyo mapurmadvirya chindayam.
And if you continuously think about me, about the time you have spent with me, all around the time when you had my association, then then if you meditate on that, then how can you forget me? You should not feel the separation from me. In this way, Krishna sent this message to the gopis. So, here there is something very important. When gopis heard this message from Krishna, Uddhava was instructed by Krishna when he left, isn't it? What was the instruction? Instruction was that you should go there and speak to them first. And if they are not pacified, you should give my message to them. Give my message to them. And even after giving the message, if they are not pacified, you remember me. Krishna says to Uddhava, and then you will find the answer at that time. So when this message was delivered, gopis were more or less satisfied. But then Uddhava thought about Krishna at that point, and Uddhava came to the conclusion that what happened in Vrindavanam, because so many days gopis were talking to Uddhava, prior to this gopis had spoken to Uddhava about incidents what has happened in Vrindavanam, and particularly one of Krishna's important pastime. What was that? In that pastime, that when there was a large forest fire, in one instance, all the gopis and the cowherd boys, they were all very frightened. And these were the demons. They have set fire all around where Krishna and the gopis and the cowherd boys were spending their night in forest. So they set fire all around, and the fire started building up, and it became so heavy that the gopis were frightened. And cowherd boys also came up to Krishna and asked for shelter. Krishna said to them at that time that all of you should close your eyes now and stand there. And when I tell you to open the eyes, only then you should open your eyes. Krishna says to them. So at that time, all the gopis, cowherd boys, and everyone closed the eyes. Then one of the cowherd boys asked Krishna, what about the cows? How can we ask them to close the eyes? Krishna said they are exempted from this rule. They are not affected by it. So Krishna told them to close the eyes. And when Krishna told them to open the eyes, they saw all of them were shifted from there, miles away, far away from where the fire was burning. And Krishna protected them from that fire. Gopis have sung about this in the Gopiya Gita. They have mentioned about this. They have not forgotten that. So Uddhava said at this point to the gopis that, when this forest fire happened, what did you do? Uddhava says to the gopis, what did you do when the forest fire happened? Gopis said, Krishna told us to close the eyes and see what happens. So why don't you try that now? Uddhava says. And when Uddhava asked gopis to close the eyes, all the gopis immediately closed their eyes and stood there. As soon as they closed their eyes, what did they see? They see Krishna playing inside their heart. This is what they experienced. When they saw Krishna was within their heart all the time, not leaving them, gopis felt ecstatic. They felt so blissful. They realized Krishna doesn't leave them at any time. It is on the strength of this that the other great acharyas, Sanatana Goswamis and others, have said Krishna doesn't leave Vrindavan. Krishna never leaves Vrindavan because Krishna is always in the gopis' heart. As soon as they open their eyes, they are in the normal world. As soon as they close their eyes, Krishna is inside, playing all the time. So from this, gopis understood that Krishna has not gone away. They were unnecessarily crying about Krishna, accusing him for different things. And all the gopis felt extremely happy at this time. And they admired and glorified Uddhava for giving them this instruction, or this solution to the problem. And they wanted to speak to Uddhava for this remedy, what he has given to them, that Krishna does not leave them at any time. They realized it when Uddhava spoke about it to them.
Shri Shuka Uvacha Evam Priyadamadishtya Agarnyam Rajayoshida Ta Ujuruddhavam Vrida Salsandesha Gadaspradim.
That when they received this message from Krishna that many things what was happened in their past life, they started experiencing all that. They felt that Krishna is sitting with them. That therefore the gopis were feeling happy, and they started, now it is gopis' turn to speak to Uddhava. What gopis had to say? Gopya Uchu
Dishtya Hido Hadakamso Yadhunam Sanikhogal Dishtya Pair Labda Sarvarte Kushalyaste Chudodhunam.
Then Krishna went there, killed Kamsa, and also the Malla, Mallas, the wrestlers, Chanura and Mushtiya, they were also killed by Krishna.
Kushalyase Achyudodhunam.
How is Achyuda now? How is Krishna now? This, don't worry about our happiness. Gopis have slowly started changing.
Then from here, many, many verses, they are talking, going to talk about Krishna. Then at least we are happy that Kamsa has been killed. And we are also happy that Krishna has gone back to Vasudev and Devaki Devi, and hope that he is happily living with them. Kachil gada agraja saumya karodi parayo shidam pridim nasnigda samvidam hasa savrida hasa odare kshanarchidaham. Then gopis were saying to Uddhava that we are pleased that we were able to see him. Krishna was ours up to this point, but now he has become the property of Yadavas. He is not anymore ours. Therefore, when Krishna sees the women in Mathura, when they smile and when they show their shyness, and when they talk to Krishna, does Krishna get attracted to them, and does he feel the same happiness like he felt in our association? It was only showing that they were little bit feeling jealousy towards the women in Mathura, and that was what they were expressing there. Katham radi visheshatnya priyaschavare hoshidam nanu badhye dadvakir vibrameshcha anubhajidaham.
That what is there to doubt about it? That Krishna will always be their darling when he is in Mathura. And hearing the women speak and their different activities, Krishna will get definitely attracted to them.
Abhismaradina sadho govinda prastude kojal goshti madhye purasrenam gramya soira katha andarim.
That when he is with all these women from Mathura, as he is busy in talking to them and when he joking with them and things like that, what he is doing, does Krishna any time remember out us, the villagers here in Vrindavanam?
Gopis were asking this.
Even if he ask about us, that is enough for us.
Takim nishasmaradiya sutada apriya abhir vrindavani kumada kunda shashangaramye reme kuna charana nubara rasa goshtyam asma abhiri idamana otya katha katha chil.
Then we are not that qualified to be worthwhile to be remembered. Once upon a time we were very dear to Krishna, but now that this thing has changed. When Vrindavanam was beautiful, when the seasons were beautiful, when Krishna spent his times with us, we enjoyed it together, danced together, sang together, and many, many stories Krishna spoke to us, and the rasa dance, all that is, we cannot forget it. But does Krishna remember any of those nights now? And even if he remembers those nights, that's enough for us, the gopi says.
Apeshari hada shakastapta sukhdaya shuja sanjeevayana nogatrar yathendra vanamam budaihi.
That if he remembers all that, that he would have come to us here again. But he doesn't come here. That means that is there any possibility of him coming here? And this is another gopi asked at that point.
Kasma Krishna Mihayadi Praptarajya Ohadahida Narendra Ganyamudvahya Prida Sarvasuhral Vradam.
So another gopi says, some other gopis are saying, why should Krishna come here? Why should he come? After all, there is no need for him to come. many times, because he had some difficulties in life previously, he came here and grew up here. Now that's also all over. He has killed his enemy Kamsa and he is in Mathura. He has got all the possibility of marrying all the princesses in Mathura. And his father, mother, everybody is there. Why should he come here? And
Kimasma birvana ogabir anya birva maha almana shribade aptagamasya kriyed arthakrida almanam.
Then another gopi was saying, to tell you the truth, I'll talk to you about Krishna, how his mind is. Why to talk about him too much? That he doesn't have any relationship with anybody. And we know that because this is what he has done all the time. That we are living in the forest, we are not very civilized. We are forest people. So what an attraction he has for us. But the princesses in Mathura also is exactly the same way for Krishna. That Mahalakshmi, who has taken shelter of Krishna, even Krishna also is not bothered about her. What to speak about anyone else?
Param Saukyam hi Nairashyam Soirinyapyaha Vingala Tajjanadinam na Krishne Tadapyasha Duratyayaham.
Then another gopi said that there is a story of Vingala in the Srimad Bhagavatam, a prostitute who at one point, when pure renunciation, detachment developed in her heart, she thought about Ramachandra and got herself away from material existence. So that Pingala song is very famous in the Srimad Bhagavatam. So that Pingala is quoted by the gopis here. That she is saying, gopis are saying, Param Saukhyam hi Nairashyam Soiranyapyaha Pingalaha Tajjanadinannam Krishna Tadapyasha Duratyayam. Pingala has spoken like this. What did Pingala say? Pingala said that actually in this world, that Ashahi Paramam Dukham Nairashyam Paramam Sukham. If you are hankering after many things in this world, it is only going to bring ultimately distress to you. Ashahi paramam dukham. But if you get distressed from everything, you are not able to get anything and you become completely disappointed. That is nairashyam. Nairashyam paramam sukham. That nairashyam, disappointment, is the best, because then you will become detached to this world. Pingala has spoken like this. The gopi is quoting that Pingala.
Ka ulsaheva sandhyaktam uttama shloka samvidam anichadobayasya shri rengama chavade kujil.
That saying all these things, it is not our fault. And Brahma and others also, and who are glorifying the Supreme Personality Krishna, who can forget about him?
Then, and Mahalakshmi even, that she even stays at Krishna's chest without leaving him all the time.
Then how can we give up Krishna?
Sarichaila vinuddesham gavo venuravayime sangarshana sahayena krishnena charida prabhom puna puna smarayandi nandago avasudam vada srinigede salpadeke vismartunai vashaknubham.
Then if we forget about Krishna, then we will be relieved from our distress. But that's not possible. Wherever we look, all we can find is Krishna's presence there. Because different pastimes what Krishna has performed in Vrindavanam, we have not forgotten. All the Yamuna river, Govardhana hill, and all the other places in Vrindavanam where Krishna has spent his time, we have not forgotten that. All these cows, Krishna was very attached to them. And all the cowherd boys who were Krishna's friends, they remind us of Krishna. So how can we forget Krishna?
Gatyalilayodaram hasalilavalogane madhvagirakadadiya kathandam vismaramahem.
Then, Uddhava, how can we forget Krishna? It is not possible. Our mind is continuously going after him. Krishna's way of walking, Krishna's smiling, and Krishna's beautiful speech, everything has attracted us, and we cannot take our mind away from him even if we want to.
He nadha, he ramanadha, vrajanadhartina ashana, madhamundarago, mudharago vinda, gokulam, vrajinarnaval.
That ultimately, gopis are crying. Gopis have started crying, saying this, that he nadha, he ramanadham, that oh, the dearest for the Vrindavanam, and the husband of the Lakshmi Devi, and the lord of Vrajam. Arthina Ashana, one who take away all the distress of the people, one who has protected Gokulam. Govinda, please come and take us away from these distressful conditions. And like this, gopis have continuously cried, speaking about Krishna. And after hearing all these things, gopi continued to cry like this. You can see that what Krishna, what Radharani has spoken about Krishna, that what happens once you come to Krishna consciousness. What Vilomangalam has confirmed also, that once you take to Krishna consciousness, what will happen. And the gopis also, what has happened, you can see today. If you think about that, is that not true? Is that not true about life? That once you get attracted to Krishna, is it possible to give up Krishna consciousness? Is there anything one can, how difficult it is to give up Krishna consciousness, because the power of Krishna consciousness is such. Okay, when it happens to gopis, Srimati Radharani, Sukadeva Goswami, Uddhava, and the other great personalities, which is of a much higher intensity or higher degree, they could not forget about Krishna anymore. They were totally captivated and completely carried away by Krishna. But even ordinary people like us, Even when we hear about Krishna and attracted by Krishna's beauty, Krishna's pastimes, Krishna's holy name, everything, it is not unusual that ordinary conditioned souls even finds it very hard to give up Krishna consciousness afterwards. That is the reality of this world. Anyone who has tasted Krishna consciousness to some degree in this life, even in this conditioned state of mind, even if you may say again and again that I do not feel any attraction for Krishna, but still whenever there is an opportunity, the mind is still telling you that you should hear about Krishna. That is the beauty of Krishna consciousness. This is what the gopis are teaching us. That these gopis, this Uddhava, Srimati Radharani, Sukadeva Goswami, all these great personalities, through their words, they are telling us, don't give up. It will not be possible for you to give up Krishna consciousness, even if you want to. This is a journey. Once you have started, there is no turning back. It goes on. It goes on till you go back to Krishna. That is how that journey is. That even at some time, due to certain circumstances, one may temporarily feel a distance from Krishna. But when you hear about Krishna and read Srimad Bhagavatam, naturally the mind will come back to Krishna again.
Shri Shuka Uvaja, Tadastha Krishna Sandesher Vibheda Viraha Jvara Uddhavam Pujayam Chakrutyatva Almanamathokshajam. That Krishna is not, Sudeva Goswami says that Uddhava explained everything in detail to the gopis and said to them, Krishna is not a personality whom you can perceive by your senses. That he is the supreme personality who is present in everyone's heart as the super soul. Like this, all the details of Krishna was revealed to the gopis by Uddhava, and the gopis actually worshipped Uddhava at that time. That is also indicating that when the devotees are in distress, Krishna makes sure there is some arrangement by Krishna that someone will come to them and give them the relief from their distressful condition.
Uvasa karijin masan gopinam inudan shuja Krishna lila katham gayan ramayam asagokulam.
That gopis have felt little relief from their distress now, and in order to make the gopis totally happy, Uddhava decided to stay a few more months in Vrindavanam. Apparently, Uddhava has spent about 3 months more in Vrindavanam before going back to Mathura. And what did Uddhava do in these 3 months?
Yavandhyahani nandasya vrajeval seel sa Uddhava vrajauga samshana prayanyasan krishnasya vartayam.
Then, when Uddhava lived with Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda for 3 months, Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda never felt at that time that Krishna was absent from there. The presence of Uddhava gave them that happiness to them. Not only that, continuously hearing about Krishna from Uddhava, all the people in Brajam, the gopis and the cowherd boys, everyone, were extremely in blissful state. Many, many days gone like that.
Saridvanagiridronir vikshan kusumidhan druman krishnam samsmarein remi haridaso vrajaugasam.
That how did Uddhava spend his time there? Many, many places Uddhava, gopis took Uddhava to all the places where Krishna performed his different pastimes. Where did he spend his childhood? In which way did he travel? About the place where he subdued Kaliya, how Kaliya was subdued. Govardhana Hill, which was lifted by Krishna. And all the bushes where Krishna used to play. And Uddhava was enjoying all these things. Why? Because Uddhava was a devotee of Krishna. So he was relishing these different places where Krishna spent his time. And all the Yamuna River. And also so many other places where Krishna performed his childhood. All these places. In other words, Uddhava was performing a parikrama at that time. Just like devotees go nowadays to Vrindavanam to perform parikrama. And to see different places where Krishna has perform the pastime, and they get a great amount of pleasure by going there and seeing all these places. Similarly, Uddhava also was relishing in the same way. Vrindavanam, Ayodhya, Godavari, Kalindi, all these places are worshipable because in these places, Supreme Personality of Godhead has performed his pastime.
Drishtaiva madhikobinam krishnavesha alpa viklavam Uddhava paramapridastanamasyanidam jagavam.
That
After all these things, 3 months Krishna Uddhava had spent there, Uddhava realized that Uddhava started appreciating the gopis more than when he arrived in Vrindavanam. So initially, when Uddhava saw the gopis, he used to pay his obeisances to the gopis every day. But the gopis won't allow him to pay the obeisances. Gopis would not allow Uddhava to pay his obeisances to them. So what did Uddhava do? Uddhava realized that I'm not even qualified to pay my obeisances to them. I should be standing far away from them, rather paying obeisances to them. I should pay obeisances to one of the dust which has been touched by the gopi's lotus feet. That is how Uddhava considered himself. Look at the humility of Uddhava. Uddhava did not think that I am a better devotee than them. That's not how Uddhava thought. Uddhava realized that if they have reached this state of consciousness, which is too far for me to get to, Uddhava thought that my duty is now to worship them. Exactly, that is why it mentions there that, and at this instance, Uddhava spoke about the gopis 5 famous verses in the Srimad Bhagavatam. It is known as Pancharatnam, the 5 jewels. That is how it is mentioned about these 5 verses of Uddhava. And those who are worshipping the gopis, they generally memorize these 5 verses and recite that every day. Because after all, gopis were Krishna's most dear devotees. That fact will never change. It is always like that. Anyone who wants to approach Krishna through the process of glorifying the gopis, they have to follow this route. And Bhagavatam is telling us how is that process. And that process is that Uddhava went to Vrindavanam. Uddhava understood who gopis are. And Uddhava's remembrance he has put down in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Uddhava spoke, Sukadeva Goswami repeated, Parishit Maharaj heard that. Vedavyasa Maharshi wrote it down. That is how we got that in the Srimad Bhagavatam. And therefore, it is called as Uddhava Pancharatnam. Pancharatnam is the 5 jewels what Uddhava has spoken about the gopis. That is the next 5 verses.
Eta param tanubhrudo bhuvi gopavadho Govinda evan khilal manirudha bhava Vachandiyal bhaviyo munayo vayam jakim brahma janmabhi anandakatha rasasya Kvemastriyavanachari Vibhijara dushta krishne kvajaisha paramalmani rudha bhavaha Nanvishvaro nubhajado avidusho visakshal Shreyasthanot agadarajamivo bayukta Nayam shreyonga unidandarade prasadam Suryoshidam nalinagandarujam kudonyaha Rasol savesya bujadanda grihida gandhalabdha shisham yaudagal Vrajasundarinam Asamaho charanarenu jushamahamsyam vrindavane kimabigul maladaushadhinam yadustyajam sojanam aryavadam jahitva bejormugunda madavim shudibir vimargyam yashriya vaishriyachidam ajadimiraptagamer yogeshwarai abhiyadalpani rasagoshyam krishnasadal bhagavadas charanaravindam yastam staneshu vijahu Parirabhyatapam Vande Nandavrajastrinam Padarenum Abhishnasha Yasam Harigadol Gidam Punadi Bhuvanatrayam Ityuddhavena Rajita Gobi Mahatma Bodhida Esha Panjavadi Gida Panjaratna Anyaho Dhruvam Panjaratna Nasir is called Gobi Mahatma Bodhida. It is glorifying the Gobi's greatness and composed by Uddhava. So, Esha maho charanare eda param tanivrudo bhuvi gopavadho Govinda evan khilal maniruda bhavam. Uddhava is saying that how did you manage to get to this state of consciousness like this? Uddhava was seeing their consciousness. Uddhava could see through the gopi's heart and find that there was not the least amount of tinge of material contamination in their mind. It was totally freed from that. Even the bodily concept of life is gone completely from them. Totally a subtle body completely attached to Krishna without the in pure Krishna consciousness. That is what Uddhava experienced. Eda param danubrado bhuvi gopavadho govinda eva നിഖിലാത്മനിരൂഢഭാവാം വാച്ഛന്തിയൽ ഭവ്യോ മുനയോ വയം ച കിം ബ്രഹ്മ ജന്മഭി അനന്തകഥാരസസ്യാം. That if one gets absorbed in Krishna's stories in this way, like the gopis have happened to, it has happened to the gopis, what was the point that the great, great sages, they try to perform austerities and penances to remember Krishna like this. They can't get there. What is the necessary of helping, taking a birth as a Brahmana if one does not come to this stage of consciousness? Uddhava is asking that question. Uddhava's logic is, that this is, this attachment to Krishna, like the gopis have developed, this is the ultimate goal of life. And this is precisely what Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also has spoken in Shishashtakam. Mahaprabhu's philosophy is based on these five verses from Uddhava. That is why the philosophy, the ultimate philosophy is to get attached to Krishna. Whatever process that is necessary by hearing about Krishna. These gopis who are women from the forest. In other words, indirectly they are saying they are not even civilized. They just live a life in the forest, women. And another complaint about the gopis is they are given up their attachment to the family life. In other words, they were even rejected from home in that way. But using heavy words, Kirmastriya Manajari, Vyabhijara Dushta Krishna Ekvajaisha Paramatma Nirudhabhavam. Even though that is their position in the material world, look at their consciousness. Uddhava is saying their attachment to Krishna. Nan Ishvaro Nibhajado Avidusho Visakshal Shreyastan Atyagadara Astanoti Agadarajam Ivo Bhayuktam. That they had the greatest qualification, that although they were living in the forest, but their attachment to Krishna was so high that no one can find any fault with them. This was the Uddhava's conclusion. Bhakti puradimannishta shobhaga anabhi. Uddhava, Krishna says about gopis, later, that bhakti is such a thing, even if one has fallen down to any level in this world, one has got even a birth in any family, under any conditions, if the person practices Krishna consciousness, he can purify and come to the platform of gopis. That is what this is saying. It is the glory of devotion, the devotional process. Bhakti Yogam, the process of Bhakti Yogam is such a powerful thing that no matter what birth one had or what kind of life one led in his previous life, it doesn't matter. As soon as he takes to Krishna consciousness sincerely, and practices Krishna consciousness, it is possible for anyone, Krishna says, and Uddhava also confirms this, that they can attain to the highest platform of spiritual life in Krishna consciousness, like the gopis did. Nayam Shriyonganita Ambarade Prasada Suryoshidam Nalinagandarujam Kudonya Rasol Savesya Bujanan Nagrihida Gandalabdha Shisham Yodagad Vrajasundarinam. That the women in the heavenly planets who smells like the lotus flower, the women, they smell like the lotus flower, they didn't even get this opportunity what the gopis had. In the rasa dance, singing and dancing, how Krishna enjoyed with the gopis, that was being remembered by Uddhava. And Uddhava was comparing, because Uddhava had been to the heavenly planets, he knows what it's like there. And therefore he can say this, that he knows the standard of life there, and the position of the gopis in this earthly planet. That is why Uddhava was to able to say like that. Asamaho charanarena jushamaham syam brindavane kimavi gulmaladaushadhinam. And Uddhava says there after that me too, I am also hankering after this, like this gopis consciousness is. This is the same consciousness I want to get to. Uddhava was thinking like this. And in order to get there, Uddhava was accepting a humble position by saying like this, what? Asamaho charanarena jushamaham syam brindavane kimabhi gulmaladaushadhinam. If I can take birth in Vrindavanam, even as a plant or a creeper, and trampled by these gopis, and at that time, if I get affected by the dust from their feet, probably that will purify me. Look at Uddhava's humility. Vrindavane kimabhi gulmaladaushadhinam yadustyajam sojanam aryavadan jahitva bhejur mugunda padavim shudaviru vimargyam. That this Vrindavanam is such a place there.
యా దుస్త్యజం స్వజనం. వాట్ డిడ్ దే డూ? దిస్ గోపీస్ వర్ సో ఫార్చునేట్ దట్ మెటీరియల్ రిలేషన్షిప్, మెటీరియల్ అటాచ్మెంట్ డి నాట్ కమ్ ఆన్ దేర్ వే. దే గేవ్ అప్ దైట్ అటాచ్మెంట్ ఆల్సో, విచ్ ఇస్ వెరీ వెరీ డిఫికల్ట్ టు గివ్ అప్ ఇన్ దిస్ వరల్డ్. యా దుస్త్యజం స్వజనం ఆర్యవదంజ హిత్వా బేజుర్ ముగుంద పదవీం శృతి విమర్గ్యం. That the Vedic literature are talking about attaining this position. And they got to that position simply by giving their connections here, simply got attracted to Krishna's lotus feet and came to this special position.
Yavai Sri Archidam Ajadibiraptagamer Yogeshwarai Abhyadalpanirasa Goshtyam Krishnasyadal Bhagavadam Charanaravindam Nyastam Staneshu Vijahu Parirabhyadabam.
That Mahalakshmi wants to stay with Krishna all the time. And similarly, then Krishna's attachment to the Mahalakshmi also in the similar way, that Brahma and so many other great personalities, Lord Shri Mahalakshmi also, that they all worship Krishna at their heart. And that lotus feet of Krishna, during the time of Rasa dance, gopis were able to keep them on their chest and worship them. Look at the gopis' good fortune. Uddhava is comparing them. Uddhava is not comparing gopis with ordinary people. Uddhava is comparing them with Brahma and Mahalakshmi and all other great souls living in the higher planets. And then ultimately, the last comment from Uddhava. What was that?
Vande nandavrajastrinam padarenum abhishnasha yasam harikadodgidam punadi bhuvanatrayam.
Uddhava is saying there that
Nandam Vrajastrinam,
Nanda Maharaj, this Vrajam and the women of this Vrajam, that is the gopis,
Padarenum Abhishnasham,
that their dust from their feet, let that purify. What does that purify?
Yasam Harikadodgidam,
the songs they have sung, the songs the gopis have sung,
Punadi Bhuvanatrayam,
it purifies all the three worlds. This is what Uddhava's conclusion was, that from Srimad Bhagavatam you can understand that 5000 years ago, when Krishna was on the planet, when he spent his childhood in Vrindavanam with the Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda and the gopis, they have performed, Krishna performed the wonderful childhood pastime which we have seen in the Srimad Bhagavatam in the early chapters. And from after that, till the gopis left this planet, they were singing about Krishna. Isn't it? They sang about Krishna and remembered all those childhood pastimes throughout their life. When Krishna, although physically went away from Vrindavanam, but Krishna never left in his bhavam. Krishna was always there in Vrindavanam. As we mentioned before, that Uddhava showed them that Krishna has not left Vrindavanam. Krishna is always there. So when gopis realized that their attachment for Krishna has never decreased and they never felt dissatisfaction after that, so a few days separation was enough when Uddhava came back and rekindled that love for Krishna once again, and that separation, fire of separation, has gone away from their heart. And from then on, till they gave up their body, Krishna went back to spiritual world. Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda Devi also went back to the spiritual world. Cowherd boys who have come from spiritual world, they have also gone back. Similarly, gopis also went back to the spiritual world. They all went back 5000 years ago. They came here, they spent so many years in Vrindavanam, and they all went back also. And that samskar, that culture they left 5000 years ago, continued generation after generation after generation. You can imagine what a powerful influence that was on the people, that it was able to stay in this world for 5000 years. That such a culture of remembering Krishna and those beautiful childhood pastimes that Krishna performed in Vrindavanam in the association of the gopis, Nanda Maharaj, Yashoda Devi and cowherd boys, all that pastimes did not fade away from here. It continued. They have come and gone. They didn't stay. They finished their pastimes here. Along with Krishna took them back all, back to the spiritual world. They all went away. But that beautiful pastimes what Krishna performed, they stayed back in this world for all of us to remember. This is Krishna's mercy. You may think that one we have to remember is that in all these Srimad Bhagavatam stories, all the incidents what is mentioned in the Srimad Bhagavatam is only with one intention, to bring us back to Krishna. That the days when Krishna spent in Vrindavanam, not to take us further from Krishna, but get closer to Krishna. So if you see this relationship, that pastime what the gopis in Vrindavanam and how they sung the glories and what legacy they have left behind, managed to stay on in this world for 5,000 years, and even today people are still reading Srimad Bhagavatam in Vrindavanam. People are still going to Vrindavanam to see those places where Krishna performed this pastime. And in this Vrindavanam alone, people are still remembering Krishna more than anywhere else because of the powerful influence what Krishna and the gopis have left behind in Vrindavanam.
Shri Shuka Vacha Adagobir Anunyapya Yashodam Nandame Vaja Gopana Amandrada Sharho Yasyanna Riruhenatham.
That Uddhava stayed there for some time and completely taken away all the separation or the distress from the gopis' heart. And they have decided to, Uddhava got ready to go to Mathura. Now 3 months Uddhava spent like this in Vrindavanam and he was on his way back to Mathura. So let's see how the Nanda Maharaj, Yashoda and gopis are sending Krishna back to Mathura. That is the next few verses.
Tam nargadam samasadhya nanopayana panaya nandadayo anuragena pravo janma shrulochanah.
That nice people in Vrindavanam, they were feeling now separation from Uddhava. Uddhava was leaving. So they were thinking, now Uddhava is also going, what will happen to us? They were thinking, because after 3 months, a certain attachment has developed. So what did they do? Yashoda has started cooking for Krishna days before. When Yashoda came to know that Uddhava was leaving, Yashoda wanted to make sure that everything is still prepared and sent to her beloved son through Uddhava. So Uddhava was getting ready to go, and when it was decided that Uddhava was going to go back, Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda Devi made so much different foods for Krishna to eat, apart from so many other presents also, gifts for Krishna. And they started loading all these things into Uddhava's chariot. They started loading them for Uddhava to take it with him. And cowherd boys and all the other cowherd men, they had their gifts also to offer to Krishna. And gopis have also created different, packaged different things for Krishna. So when all these things were being packed, Krishna went up to them and said to them that this is not one gift I am taking. The whole chariot is full of gifts. And he looked at all the packets and said to them, there is no name written on any one of these things. So how will Krishna know when he sees these packets? Who has given this? This was Uddhava's doubt. Uddhava started thinking like this. All the gopis have prepared different things and they have packed everything nicely, packed in like a gift packet and, you know, tied with the ribbon and everything like we do. And then, but normally we insert a card as well there, isn't it? From so and so. So that he knows that it's come from from you. But here, Uddhava saw that they've all packed and given it to him, gifts, but there was no any slip in there or any paper to show from whom it has come. So Uddhava got a doubt. What shall I say to Krishna when I take? I won't remember who has given all these packets to me. Uddhava says to all of them, to the gopis, how will I know that who has given me this packet? I'll get confused there. Because Krishna's different gopis, all different, they all have prepared many, many packets to give it. And the whole chariot was filled with packets. Uddhava managed to load the whole chariot, everything, with all the packets. But this doubt came up to him. So he thought he better mention this to the gopis. So Uddhava said to the gopis that if I take all these packets there and hand over to Krishna, he will ask me who has given this, who has given this. Gopi said to Uddhava, Uddhava, you do not know us, he said. Gopi says to Uddhava, any packet you hand over to Krishna, Krishna will tell you who has given this packet to you. You don't have to say that. Krishna will tell you. And after all, if Krishna does not remember this packet, then what is the point in sending this packet? Uddhava had the gopis had a logic in there. Because gopis knew Krishna's heart very well. What Krishna liked and what Krishna didn't like. What Krishna found in each gopi, what they liked from each gopi. That also Krishna knew, and gopis knew that Krishna knew about it. That so close was gopis' heart and Krishna's heart was. Uddhava was not that close. So they clarified to Uddhava, Uddhava, don't have to worry about it. You take this, give it to Krishna. And if Krishna does not recognize from whom this packet has come, then there is something seriously wrong. They say to Uddhava, that after all, if Krishna doesn't recognize, there is no point in sending this packet to them, because then it becomes a very official affair. Completely official. We don't want to do that. We don't do things like that, because village people are like that. When they do something, they will do it wholeheartedly. They don't do with in a business manner. Sometimes people are like that in this world. But the gopis were not like that. They knew that Krishna will recognize. They don't need any paper inside from whom it has come. So Uddhava loaded everything into the chariot and is now on his way back to Mathura. Tam nirgadam samasadhya manopayana panaya nandadayo nuragena pravojan ashulochanaham manaso vrtayo nasyum krishna badambuja ashraya vajobidhai nirnamnam kayastval prahvanadishum. Then Uddhava by now then gopis have handed over everything to Uddhava. Uddhava has loaded them. And gopis words, a few words to Uddhava. Manaso urtayo nasyum krishna pada ambuja ashraya vajobidai nirnamnam kayastval prahvanadishum. Then they started, because Uddhava has relieved their distress and gave them relief from their fire of separation, gopis wanted to pay their respects to Uddhava. And they are saying to Uddhava that you have relieved us from the fire of separation. And they were saying to Uddhava that please bless us to keep this fire, to keep this memory glowing in our heart all the time. Look at the gopis, even after reaching that level of devotion, gopis' humility and submissiveness is something to be taken note of. That they were seeing Uddhava for giving them that remembrance of Krishna. They were thanking Uddhava for that. And there is one very important verse after this, what the gopis said to Uddhava. Karma virbhramyamananam yatrakva vishwarechaya mangala charidehdhani yadirna krishna vishware. What is interesting here to note is karma virbhramyamananam, due to different karmam we will start rotating in this universe, in this world. We'll keep on going from one body to another, one planet to another, in different conditions. That is the fate of a living entity, isn't it? All of us are in that boat. We will today in this body, tomorrow we don't know where it will be, in which conditions we'll get your next body. These things are unknown to us. But gopis are saying to Uddhava, karma virbhramyamananam, we will be brahmanam. Brahmanam means going around in circles, in different bodies. That may happen to us. Why? Yatra kvav ishwarechayam. Ishwarecha means Krishna's plan. Krishna is controlling us all very tightly through the modes of nature, through the laws of karma. In different ways, we are controlled by Krishna all the time. That is unavoidable. And that is our position. We have to accept that. And Srila Prabhupada mentioned, used to say this all the time, that don't feel that you are too independent. You are not independent. You are controlled by stringent laws of nature. You are controlled by laws of karma. And so many things are controlling us. And we are foolishly thinking we are independent. But gopis didn't think like that. Gopis thought, karma virbhramyamananam yatrakva vishwarechaya mangala charidairdhani radirna krishna vishwareyam. Even if we get any body in any conditions, it doesn't matter. We are not too concerned about it. But we have only one thing to remember is that under all these different conditions, our attachment, what we have built up for Krishna's lotus feet in this life, and this love, loving relationship, what we have for Krishna, let that not come down, let that not diminish anymore in any lifetime. This is all what the gopis have mentioned at that time. Just imagine how renounced and how intelligent the gopis were. That when someone is speaking like this, what will be the response from Krishna? That unless one is so pure like the gopis, no one else could say like this. They may say, karma virbhramyamananam yatra kvav ishvare chaya mangala charideir dhanyai yatirna krishna mishvareim. That Supreme Personality Krishna, we may not forget Him at any time, under any conditions. This is what the gopis were saying. Gopis were not too concerned whether we take birth again, whether you go into another body, what happens. That may happen according to the laws of the material nature. That does not disturb us. This is what the gopis were saying.
Evam sabhajido gobai krishna bhaktya narayadhiva uddhava puniragachan madhuram krishna valinam. That Uddhava was sent away from there and Uddhava returned back to Mathura. Krishnaya pranibhatyaha bhaktidregam rajaugasam vasudevaya ramaya rajye chobayananyadal.
That as soon as Krishna Uddhava arrived in Mathura, Uddhava went to see Krishna. And as soon as he went to Krishna, Uddhava paid his obeisances to Krishna. And Vasudev, Devaki, Ugrasena and all the others also, Uddhava went and respected them. Then Nandavaira, Yashoda Devi and the gopis, they have also sent gifts to all the others as well. So Uddhava has carried them also and he has given it to them. But after giving all that things, Krishna, when Uddhava saw Krishna, first thing what he did was, all these gifts he has brought from Vrindavanam, he kept them in front of Krishna, one next to the other. A huge set of packages in front of Krishna, and paid his obeisances to Krishna. Krishna looked at Uddhava and asked him, what happened? What happened? Krishna asked Uddhava, what has happened? As soon as Uddhava paid obeisances, he saw that gopis were in the Krishna's heart, standing there. And as soon as he got up, he saw Krishna was always in the gopi's heart. This experience Uddhava got at that time. Krishna understood that Uddhava has learned the lesson at that time. The purpose for which Uddhava was sent there to Vrindavanam, that purpose has been achieved. And that was realized by Krishna, realized that. And as Uddhava was told by the gopis, instead of Uddhava saying who sent the gift packets to Krishna, Krishna took every packet and told Uddhava, this was sent by this gopi, this was sent by this gopi, this was sent by this gopi. And including Nanda Maharaj's and Yashoda's packets, when Krishna opened, tears came from Krishna's eyes. But Krishna was not unhappy. Why? Krishna asked Uddhava, what did you feel about this visit to Vrindavanam? And Uddhava's reply at that moment is, evam bhaktya sagala bhuvane nekshida nashrudavam kim shastrauge kimihadavasa gobikabhyo namostu. Evam bhakti, this kind of devotion, Uddhava says to Krishna, sagala bhuvane, not even the whole creation, nekshida, I have not seen it, nashrudavam, I have not seen it, I not heard about it. Kim shastra okhe? What is the need to study shastram? Uddhava is saying, kim shastra okhe? Kimi hadavasa? What is the need to perform austerities and penances? Gobikabhyo namostu. My all respects and obeisances to the gopis, saying that Uddhava fell at Krishna's lotus feet. And iti ananda kulam avagadam Gokuladuddhavam tam. This is how Uddhava came back from Vrindavanam to Mathura. And when Uddhava, when he got back to Mathura, Uddhava was Uddhava had understood, got the message very clearly. What was that? Uddhava understood, I was not sent there to pacify Nanda Maharaj, Yashoda or the gopis. That was not the purpose of sending me there. But Krishna, because he could not tell his prime minister that go and learn about the devotion of the gopis. But Uddhava realized, I was sent there to understand the devotion of the gopis. This thought came up in Uddhava's heart very, very strongly at that point. And that is why Uddhava said, Uddhava never mentioned anything, whether he pacified Nanda Maharaj, whether he pacified Yashoda, whether he pacified gopis. No, that answer was never given by Uddhava. What happened, Krishna asked. But Uddhava said, evam bhaktya sakala bhuvane nekshita nashrudava kim shastra okhe kimiha davasa gopikabhyo namostum ityananda kulavupagadam gokuladuddhavandam drishtva hrishto napirabade bahimam amayoghal. That Uddhava was only saying to Krishna that I have learned what I had to learn. I was sent there with one mission, but the mission was not that. The mission was something different that I have learned. That is, I learned from the gopis what pure devotion means. So, you can see here that in the Srimad Bhagavatam, these two chapters have very important role. We cannot understand it because we cannot appreciate it, unfortunately. That is our position. Our mind, our body, our senses, our conditioning is not helping us. This is our unfortunate situation. And Sukadeva Goswami sang this for Parikshit's benefit. Two chapters he sang during the 7 days when he spoke Srimad Bhagavatam to Parikshit. Vedavyasa Maharshi kept it in the middle of the 10th canto for the benefit of everyone. And all the great devotees like the Goswamis, Mahaprabhu, and also Rup Damodar, Ramananda Roy, every one of them, every great personality who studied Srimad Bhagavatam came to realize that if you want to understand what is devotion, these two chapters you should read. You should read these two chapters. There are so many translations. Krishna book, Prabhupada explains in detail as much as possible the feeling, the heart of the gopis, heart of Uddhava, heart of Nanda Maharaj, heart of Yashoda. Prabhupada has opened it up and written in detail in the Krishna book. So if you read all these books, the English translation, commentaries in the Srimad Bhagavatam, as in Krishna book also, and as much time allows you, whenever you have time, please try to think about this, what the gopis' state of consciousness was. And as much as you think and analyze, by Krishna's mercy, we will also get some drops of that from the Bhagavatam. That is the way these two chapters are written. It's the potency in these two chapters is such that for anyone who wants to follow in the process, because after all, who are the gopis? Gopis were the most dearmost people whom Krishna loved with heart. No one else has received the mercy of Krishna like the gopis have received. That you have seen throughout the Rasa dance and throughout this during this different discussions with Uddhava. So in every way, although gopis had not had the opportunity to study, they didn't perform anything, as Uddhava said, Danam Vradadavo Homam Javaswadhyaya Samyamai Shreyobhir Vividaishanyai Krishna Bhaktirhi Sadhyadem. That their austerity was such that they never performed anything. They had nothing to show that they have done this. Austerity is of, they didn't do anything, but they got what is ultimately to be obtained. That is the pure love for Krishna. Krishna consciousness, pure Krishna consciousness, they attained perfection in that. So what we have to do is to, whenever time allows you, you should study these two chapters very, very seriously. And as much as possible, understand the heart of the gopis, how gopis have expressed their feelings, how Uddhava has spoken about them, and pray to Krishna that if not in this lifetime, maybe many lifetimes, we may have to come again. We do not know. Like the gopis said here, karma bir brahmyamananam Yatra kva bishwarechaya. Ishwarecha, who knows what is Krishna's plan for all of us? We do not know what Krishna's plan is. How many bodies and how many lifetimes and how in different places, what all it may happen, we do not know. But in this human form, we have got an opportunity now. Somehow or the other, by Krishna's grace, we came into contact with the devotees. Somehow or the other, by Krishna's grace, we came into contact with Srimad Bhagavatam. Somehow or the other, by Krishna's grace, we were able to read these two chapters in the Srimad Bhagavatam. And these two chapters should give the motivation or the desire to build up further from there. That should be the goal after this. So whatever that is necessary and helpful to develop Krishna consciousness based on the feelings or the feelings of separation that the gopis have expressed in these two chapters should remain as the limelight for our future spiritual activities. That is what all we can say about it. That they are such important chapters in the Srimad Bhagavatam. These two chapters, Uddhava's visit to Vrindavanam and this discussion with the gopis, are so important that they remain as always the very confidential topics of discussion of the great devotees. Sarvatra Govinda Nama Sangirtanam Govinda Govinda. Then after this, what you will find in the Bhagavatam is that the Krishna has now now that Uddhava has come back, Krishna had some previous commitments in Mathura. Krishna was satisfied that the gopis were peaceful. Gopis had no more hankering after feeling the separation, because Uddhava has given them the technology how to remember him. So Nanda Maharaj was peaceful, Yashoda Devi was peaceful, and the gopis were also satisfied. So now that Uddhava has come back, Krishna is moving on to another phase in Krishna's pastimes, the Mathura pastimes. So the first thing what Krishna did was that Krishna has promised previously to Kubja, if you remember Sairandri, who offered the sandalwood pulp to decorate Krishna's body. Kubja invited Krishna to her house and Krishna promised her that one day he will come and visit her. So Krishna, now that Uddhava is back, Krishna decided to visit Kubja at her house and keep that promise what he has given to her. At the same time, Uddhava, Krishna also has promised Akrura, when Akrura brought Krishna back from Vrindavanam, that when Akrura invited Krishna to come home, Krishna told Akrura that, let my main business be finished. What was that main business? To get rid of Kamsa and installing Ugrasena as the king. Now that, when that's all finished, I'll find time to come to your house as well. So both these two commitments Krishna had, visiting Sairandri or Kubja and visiting Akrura also, Krishna did both now. Krishna went with Uddhava and Balaram to Sairandri's house, and Krishna also did the same thing by going to Akrura's house. One thing you will find in all these visits of Krishna is that as far as Krishna is concerned, he doesn't have any differences between rich man, poor man, man, woman. All these considerations doesn't exist. If it's a devotee, Krishna is always happy to go and visit that person. That is Krishna's mood. Later on in the Srimad Bhagavatam, you will find a very wealthy king by name Bahulashwa invited Krishna. He was a devotee of Krishna. And a very poor Brahmana called Shrutadeva also invited Krishna. And Krishna was in a very busy time at that time. So they both invited Krishna to come on the same day. They wanted, both of them wanted Krishna to come the same day to their respective places. The Brahmana was so poor, he was living in a thatched hut and he didn't have anything to offer. Bahulashya was a very powerful and very wealthy king and he had all the opulences to offer. But as far as Krishna is concerned, whether it is Bahulashya or Shrutadeva, it didn't make a difference. So in order to show that Krishna is not affected by anything, what did Krishna do? He expanded himself into two, and he went to Bahlashwa and to Shrutadeva at the same time. He visited both the king as well as the poor Brahmana at the same time. Now, when Krishna went on that day to both these personalities, Sukadeva Goswami was also there with them. Many, many great sages went with Krishna, because Krishna was invited. So the sages also were invited along with. Naturally, when Krishna is invited with the great devotees together. So all the great devotees were accompanying them. So Sukadeva Goswami did not know that he had to expand also into two. He also expanded into, without his knowledge, he had to expand into two. So all the other sages also had to expand into two, and they had to go in two groups to both these places. Parikshit Maharaj, when he heard all these things, he says to Sukadeva Goswami, out of those two Sukadeva Goswamis, which one of them is sitting here and talking to me, Srimad Bhagavatam, now? And Sukadeva Goswami said, I do not know who it was. So this is how Krishna's pastimes are in this world. That one we have to remember that the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, has mystic powers to the maximum. All the mystic powers that comes later on discussed in the Srimad Bhagavatam. When you see that, Prabhupada used to call Krishna as the Supreme Scientist. Why is the Supreme Scientist? Because of the pastimes of Krishna are such that there is nothing superior to Krishna's pastimes in the mentioned in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Therefore, what we have to remember is that while invited by Akrura, Krishna has no difference. In either way, Krishna was willing to accept their invitations, and Krishna decided to go in both directions. But first, Krishna accepts invitation from Kubja. Shri Shuga Vaja. अथविज्ञाय भगवान् सर्वात्मा सर्वदर्शन सैरन्ध्रया कामदत्ताय प्रियमिच्छन् गृहं ययौ महार्होपस्करैराढ्यं कामवोपाय ब्रह्मिणं मुक्तादापदाहाभिर्विदा अशेनासनैः धूपैः सुरभिर्धीपैः स्रग्गन्धैरविमण्डितं गृहं तमायान्तमवेक्ष्य समासनान् सद्य समुत्थाय हि जातसम्भ्रम यदोपसङ्गम्य सखीभिरच्युतं सभाजया मास सदासनादिभिः तथोद्धव साधुदयो पूजितम् निषीद दुर्व्याम विमृश्यजासनम् कृष्णोऽपि दूर्णम् शयनम् महाधनम् विवेशलोक चरिदान्यनुव्रताः साम जनालेपदूलभूषणम् स्रग्गन्धदाम्बूलसुधासवादिमि प्रसादिदात्मोपससारमाधवम् सव्रीदलिलोत्स्मितविभ्रमेक्षितैः आहूय कान्तम् नवसङ्गमह्रिय विषङ्गिनां कङ्कणभूषिते करे प्रगृह्य शय्यामधिवेश्य रामय रेमेनुलाभार्पणपुण्यलेशया सानङ्गदप्तकुजयो रसस्तदाश्नोर्जिघ्रन्ध्यनन्दचरणेन रुचो मृजन्ति दोर्भ्यां सनान्तरगदं परिरभ्यकान्तम् आनन्दमूर्तिमजहाददि दीर्घतामं सैवं कैवल्यनाथं तं प्राप्य दुष्प्रापमीश्वरम् अङ्गनार्पणेन अहो दुर्भगेदमयाचद सैरन्ध्रिवाचाम् अहोष्यदामिह प्रेष्ट दिनानि कतिचिन्मय रमन् स्वोत्सहे त्यक्तुम् सङ्गम् दे अम्बुरुहे क्षणाम् तस्यैकामवरम् दत्त्वा मानयित्वा जमानद सहोद्धवेन सर्वेशा स्वधामागमदर्चितम् दुराराध्यम् समाराध्य विष्णुम् सर्वेश्वरेश्वरम् यो वृणिदेवनोग्राह्यम् असत्त्वाल्कमनीष्यसौ अक्रूरभवनम् कृष्ण सह रामोद्धव प्रभो किञ्चिच्चीर्षयन् अक्रूरप्रियगामेय सदा नरवरश्रेष्ठ आराल्वीक्ष्य स्वबान्धवान् प्रत्युद्धाय प्रमुदिना परिषज्याभिनन्द्य च ननाम कृष्णम् रामम् च साधै अप्यभिवादिदा पूजयामास विधिवल्कृदासनपरिग्रहान् पादावने च नीरावो धारयन् शिरसानम अर्हणेनम्बये दिव्यैर्सृगन्धसृग्भूषणोत्तमैः अर्चित्वा शिरसानम्यम् पादावङ्गगतो मृजन् प्रश्रयामनगो अकुर कृष्णरामावभाषदाम् दृष्ट्या भावोहदकम् सानुगो वामिदम् कुलम् भवद्भ्यामुदृतम् कृच्छा दुरर्थाञ्च समेधिनम्
युवां प्रधान पुरुषो जयधेतु जगन्मयो भवद्भ्यां न विना किंचित् परमस्ति न चावरम् आत्मसृष्टमिदं विश्वम् अनाविश्वसशक्तिभिः यदे बहुधा ब्रह्मन् शुद्धप्रत्यक्षगोचरम् यदा हि भूतेषु चराचरेषु मह्यादयो योनिषु भान्तिनानाम् एवं भवान् केवलमात्मयोनि षु आत्मात्मतन्त्रो बहुधा विभाति स्रजस्यदोलम्बसि पादसि विश्वम् रजस्तमसत्गुणैः स्वशक्तिभिः न बध्यसे तल्गुणकर्मभिर्वा ज्ञानात्मनस्त्वे कुजबन्धहेतु देहाधुभारेदिरूपितत्वात् भावो न साक्षान्नभिधात्मनस्याल् अतो न बन्धस्तव नैव मोक्षस्यादामि कामस्त्वयि नो विवेक त्वयोदितोऽयं जगतो हितायम् यदा यदा वेदपदपुराणम् भाद्येदभागण्डभैरसल्पिस्तदा भवान् सत्त्वगुणम् विभर्ति तत्त्वम् प्रबोध्य वसुदेवे गेहेवतीर्णम् स्वांशेन भारमवनेतुमिहासि भूमि अक्षौहिणी शतवधेन सुरेदरांशम् राज्ञामोषजगुलशेषोऽभिदन्वन् अद्येष नो वसदय खलु भूरिभागा यः सर्वदेवा पितृभूतनृदेवमूर्ति यल्पादशोजसैलम् ऋजगल्पुनादिसत्त्वम् जगल्गुरु अधोक्षजया प्रविष्टा क्व पण्डितस्त्वदवरम् शरणम् समीयान् भक्तप्रियादृदगिरम् सुहृदकृतज्ञान् सर्वान् ददाति सुहृदो भजतोऽभिगाम आत्मानमपि पूजयापजयौ नयस्य दृष्ट्या जनार्दन भवानि ह प्रदीदो योगेश्वरै अभिदुरापगतिसुरेशै चिन्ध्याशु न सुतकलत्रदनाप्तगेहम् देहाभि मोहरशनाम् भवदीयमायाम् श्रीशुकवाजाम् इत्यर्चितः संस्तुतश्च भगवक्तेन भगवान् हरि अक्रूरम् सस्मिदम् राह गिर्भि सम्मोहयन्निवाम् श्रीभगवानुवाच त्वम् नो गुरुमिद्रव्यश्च श्लाघ्यो बिन्दुश्च नित्यदा वयम् दूरक्ष्या पोष्याश्चामनुगम्या प्रजाहि वाम् भवद्युदा महाभागा निषेव्यामर्हसतमाः श्रेयस्कर्मेभिर्नित्यम् देवा स्वार्थान साधवा नहम् मया निदृतानि न देवामक्षिरामया देवनन्दिरुगारेण दर्शना देव साधवा स भवान् सुहृदाम् वैन श्रेयान् श्रेयश्चिकीर्षय जिज्ञासार्थम् पाण्डवानाम् गच्छस्वत्वम् गजाह्वयम् पितरिपरदे भाला सह मात्रा सुदुःखिता आनीता सुवरम् राज्ञा वसन्तमिति शुश्रुमा तेषु राजाम्बिका पुत्रो भ्रातुपुत्रेषु धीनदि समो न वर्तते नूनम् दुष्पुत्रमशकोम् गच्छ जानी तद्वृत्त्वम् अधुना साध्वसाधु वा विद्वा यदद्विदास्यामो यथाशम् सुहृदाम् भवेल् इत्यक्रूरम् समादिश्य भगवान् हरिरीश्वर सङ्कर्षणोद्धवाभ्याम् वै तदस्वभवनम् ययो इति श्रीमद्भागवते महापुराणे दशमस्कन्दे पूर्वार्धे अष्टचत्वारिंशोऽध्याय सर्वत्र गोविन्द नाम सङ्कीर्तनम् गोविन्द गोविन्द सो देर् वास् ए डिस्कशन् बिट्वीन् कृष्ण एण्ड् अक्रूर एण्ड् आल्सो कृष्ण सिस्टर्स् टु अक्रूर एण्ड् उद्धव विल् टाक् अबौट् इट् द नेक्स्ट् सन्डे ओल् ग्लोरी टु श्रील प्रभुपाद. Yeah.